of Barstool Sports will be relocating to Manhattan. We want to take it to the world. But we're trying to take this site and crank it the f*** up.
They've conquered the internet.
What an idiot.
And now Barstool takes over the Sirius XM airwaves.
There they go. What's going to happen?
Real.
The Finer Things Club. The Scumbag Club.
You are cute. Are you married?
I'm married to the game.
Unfiltered.
Stop sending the dick pics.
Controversial.
You're a bummer.
I believe we're funnier, smarter, better, prettier than everybody else who is stealing our shtick on the internet.
By the common man. For the common man. It's Barstool Radio.
It's your boy KFC here on another summer Monday. Particularly miserable, I think. It's like cold and raining for like the 60th day in a row. Summer's not coming anytime soon, it feels like. I got Portnoy. I got Coley Mick here. He's back in the mix.
Where's Caleb?
Caleb is doing an interview right now, and he's going to pop back in as soon as he's done. So he's just young and happy right now in the other studio.
Who are they interviewing?
The Roast Battle Champion. Like the Comedy Central Roast Battle Champion. Something like that.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly how I described it. Welcome back, Coley. We weren't sure if you're taking the NBA Finals off for vacation.
I was wondering if you were
that
gonna, like,
was
remember
the most
this, or...
bizarre day to take off.
I mean, I bought those tickets like months ago. I didn't know they were going to schedule game one for right
but
before
what
it.
Tickets?
Governor's Ball.
Got it. So you,
I was at Governor's Ball on Friday. Yeah.
That is like pretty weak.
That's weak.
So weak. So the NBA Finals, you're like, you've positioned yourself to be like the NBA guy,
yeah,
the basketball guy for, I want to say years, all the way back to like an intern, being like, can I be the guy? To then be like, okay, game one of the NBA Finals, one of the more anticipated NBA Finals.
What did I miss? My podcast came out Friday.
No, but it's like, you're like, probably should be in the office on to talk NBA basketball. That would be like, I don't know, Jalen Rose being like, nah, I had tickets to like a concert, so I'm going to take off the NBA final. It is. Sometimes you just got to eat
if it. If it were like game seven, like, yeah, I would have been here. But considering
that, if it was game seven of the NBA finals, our NBA expert would have blessed us with his presence.
Here's the thing. What a trooper. Here's the thing. What a guy you are. I appreciate you calling me an NBA expert because I think, Kevin, we were sitting at this very table when I told Dave that this series would never be in question. It would never be close.
You just don't have to show up.
Did
show
the Cavs
up to
have a
I don't
Cav?
Think the series is over.
The series is incredibly over, Dave.
We'll see. I'll be here to talk about
it. Coley, what would have your
Coley's
game one analysis
spin
been?
Zone.
My game one analysis would have been like, wow, that game was not close at any point in time.
Did you at any level, you're like, oh, this. I may get like some raised eyebrows not showing up after game one of NBA Finals.
I did not think you would be here.
Everybody was banking. I told you this. Everybody was banking on
like,
you being gone.
Stunning
Didn't
move.
You also go back to Boston this weekend?
Yes.
So you went Foxwoods back here for this dumbass radio show back up to Boston.
Correct.
When I saw the pistachio challenge, I was like, not great.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fairly eye-opening move by you that shows your like desire and want. Oh. Like, I just don't think you, as the NBA guy, you can skip out on the day after the game one of the NBA
Specifically
Finals.
For radio?
For everything,
or
yeah.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Just
like, what else? Yeah. What else was I going to do other than the 5 minutes you would have let me talk about it on radio?
No, we would. We talked NBA. I mean,
Kevin said every time you tried to bring it up, you would not talk about
we
it.
We did 2 hours on Clay Travis.
Quite
literally, I was like just going through like, here's what they shot. Here was like the stats. And Dave goes, I'm honestly not listening at all right now because Clay Travis keeps throwing bombs on Twitter.
And
I'm not listening to NBA talk.
We didn't
right
have
now.
Our NBA guy here.
It's been a running theme at Barstool for like a decade now, talking about cucked. Cuckold. Getting cucked left and right. It's really hit a fever pitch this year. But what just transpired on Twitter.com is maybe the most, the worst cucking.
No, I don't
want to
do
a
pizza review
seen.
With Guy Fieri. Yeah, but I cucked him first, so that's fine. Like, me and Frankie did a burger review and made fun of his burger time and did, like, burger thoughts. So he's just even.
So for people
sport.
Who don't know, though, Julian Edelman has a running series called One Nibble, Everybody Knows the Law.
He actually, though, has the burger. He's a burger guy. So he has Burger Time, spelled T-Y-M-E. Frankie and I reviewed a burger and did burger thoughts, like T-H-O-T-S, and just mimicked him and made a fool of him. So we won, and then he responded. The unfortunate thing is, so Edelman just did the pizza review with Guy Fieri, who I just did. And there's so many people who don't realize what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
what a great idea. He could just steal this idea because he's a good-looking professional athlete.
Thankfully, he's busy playing football, and I have all the time in the world. So time's on my side. Time's on me. Frankie's mad.
Frankie got cucked maybe worse than Dave did. Edelman has his own cameraman called Joey, who's a pizza delivery man.
Yep.
So you've been cucked by Joey.
I'm not happy about it. Yeah. Not one bit. And they're reviewing it from 1 to 1,000. It's a diabolical move.
1 to 1,000?
I don't hate that, by the way.
I haven't watched the full video yet.
I got to hear someone give a score of like 987.3.
Did you watch the whole video?
No, I've watched. I got to like the part where he called the kid Jerry and I turned it off.
I'm curious. So he did Guy Fieri. I'm going to guess Fieri, like, oh, this is a cool concept, and didn't put two and two together that he just did this with me.
Fieri probably has no clue.
Guy Fieri is such a rock star.
Did he pronounce his name right?
Oh, I got to look for that. I don't know. Well, hopefully he said Ferry.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri is so next level big superstar. The thought that you would even think Guy Fieri remembers you and your pizza review.
Doing a pizza review like he literally did.
Joke.
He literally did the day
Dude,
before, though.
He probably left that pizza review, went and like banged some smokes and partied on a yacht. Does not think about you and Frankie Borelli at all.
Edelman, I'm getting news that the first like 50 seconds of video is saying how easy it is to pronounce Fieri.
This sucks because I'm starting to like Edelman, and I don't like that one bit. I already like Gronk after meeting that fucking big dumb idiot. Now I have to like Edelman because he's cucking you, and he's actually being funny about it.
Speaking of weird, funny photos, and this is maybe just me more so, like things that make me laugh, I put this on my Instagram, but a stool, my parents, being the great son that I am, I sent them to Alaska and Vancouver. Like, I bought them a trip, and they saw a stoolie in Vancouver, and the kid asked for a Viva picture with my parents. Have you seen this picture?
Did they do it wrong? Did they do, like, the
Did
fingers all fucked up?
Did they do it wrong?
VVV.
It's my parents in the stoolie, just with three Vs, and looking as happy as a clam, just with three Vs, like not even close to right. Like nobody even.
Close.
Yeah, I mean,
not
you can screw
close.
It up with one up, down, one up.
Yeah, the
not
mirror
enough.
Image,
right,
whatever.
But just to go three Vs, just is one of the most bizarre attempts at doing the Viva. It's just my parents being my parents out in Vancouver.
That's great.
Sled dogging and shit. Crazy.
Hour number two here begins on Monday. It's Barstool Radio on Rush 93, Sirius XM. We're coming to you live from Barstool HQ in the middle of Manhattan. A little throwback, a little blast in the past today. You see that picture of Hillary Duff Coley?
Sure did.
She looked thick.
She looked like Kyle Lowry.
Yo, she's bad,
can
dude.
Can I throw out a little Hillary Duff fact for all you kids at home?
Hit us.
Direct quote. The highlight of my life has been being featured on Barstool Sports Guess My Ass.
Wow.
How about that? Well, she got a throwback today. I put her up as a GTA.
Dead serious.
About this one or in the past, she said
in
that?
In the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, because her ex, Mike Comrie, was a big Barstool guy, so featured it. And she's like, I finally made it. Like,
didn't give a fuck
about anything until I was a huge Hillary Duff.
Yeah, she's sexy. She's always been sexy.
She
but
looked
I thought
great.
She looks awesome
I think
now.
There's a chance I could date her.
I think if she's throwing out quotes like it's the highlight of my life, I think anything's possible.
Maybe.
Anything's possible!
Make the ex jealous?
That would suck for Mike Comrie.
Oh, my God. She would be dating me, let me clarify, not because I'm, like, good-looking or anything.
Just spite. Just out of spite.
Spite.
And that,
spite's
you know what?
A motivating factor.
That's sexier than anything.
Spite, motherfucker. I want everybody at home, all our listeners, to feel good and rest assured that I finally, last night, dead tired, I put together my summer schedule. So I have an idea now.
We can all sleep at night now.
Where I will be. And what I will be doing.
What is it? Give us a little taste. What does it entail?
Well, I was told by the bosses above.
Can we hang
this
up
guy,
on this guy
Jesus
breathing?
Christ, breathe heavier, dude. That I should take time off. That I'm working too hard. So I'm going to try to acquiesce to that.
No days off.
So.
Yo, I am taking vacation.
And we got a bunch of stuff coming on. So
you deserve it, Dave.
Thank you, Frankie. Yeah, so
I mean, it's a grind out there eating pizza for 2 minutes at a time.
2 minutes at a time.
Pizza is a grind.
Yeah,
pizza is a grind.
We did six hours?
In the car for like 8 hours.
Six hours round trip to fucking
just
Guy
to get
Fieri.
Cucked. God
just
damn
to
it.
Get cucked. Just to put out an inferior product to Julian Edelman. One nibble.
I got
to
watch this whole review.
I'm so angry.
I think Frankie's legitimately kind of mad.
I think he's mad at you now, too.
No, it's just we did so much work for that review, and he just cucked the shit out of us.
Guy Fieri.
I love it.
His name's Ferry.
Fieri. His name's Eddie, and he's got a fee. Fieri.
Except he was born Ferry.
Is his real name Guy? Is his first name Guy?
Probably not. It's probably Jim Ferry.
Jimmy Ferry, a.k.a. Guy Fieri.
Oh, another one I forgot. Oh, there's so many I forgot with my kills. The rap battle, that should have been on there. I may have to do an asterisk.
Oh, wow.
The rap battle, they have me, I have somebody in a headlock.
How do we judge the rap battle? Like, did we do it off plays or was it just like objectives? You both thought you won.
I mean, literally everyone when they came out was like, this song stinks, Kevin won.
I thought Dave's was better.
I know you guys in your revisionist history.
Like, literally everybody.
Revisionist history is music. You go back and listen to it.
Everybody thinks.
You guys are crazy.
Yours is good.
I can't keep going on over this. Like, if I just jacked Mike Studd's beat and did the same thing I did,
Jack
I would have won.
Jack Mike Studd's beat? He was like my producer.
It's the song that Mike Studd already did.
He didn't do it.
Yes, he did.
Dude,
he used it as a battle with who? Woody Allen.
Lil Wayne just, like, stole my beat. He just used my beat, Lil Wayne and some other dude,
bro,
right?
They
recorded that in 2009, to be fair.
Well, they just released it,
correct?
Dude,
fair.
Correct.
They did. I played it for you.
Mike used that song as his own battle rap, you unoriginal fuck.
Dude, unoriginal fuck. Too bad you didn't come at me that hard in the song. Maybe then people would have like felt differently.
And I keep saying, if you want to do round two, we can do it.
Oh, why? Because I have more fucking ammo on me now?
Because your life is pathetic and I can make fun of you.
It's not pathetic. It's fucking wonderful. You're so mad, but I had to delete a mine got so vicious I had to delete a line.
I don't even
remember what it was now.
You were taking shots at Caitlin when she was pregnant, and I was like, you probably shouldn't do that.
It was a good line.
It was even that wasn't that good.
It was good.
My wife is gonna be pissed.
Because of all the stuff, would you let that go now?
No. I don't think
do you remember what the line was?
It was Yeah, I don't even want to say it now. It was what Stud said again on his battle track of the same thing. You just put my wife's name into it.
No, that's not true at all,
it is.
Dude.
It is.
He didn't write one lyric. I had never even heard. I wrote the entire lyrics on the beach. I was sitting there with, like, McShay.
Crunching numbers like a geek.
Yeah. it literally, like, sitting around. Just
yo, this is
like,
the hardest thing to talk about because, like, we talk about so many things in here, and I can tell that this bothers
you. It just bothers me. Like I said, the revisionist history. If you want to say that the beat was soft, I understand that. It was like a poppy beat.
No, the lyrics. The lyrics.
And the lyrics were even – the lyrics were funny, and like I said, I wish we could do it again after I know the revisionist history because I was very happy.
What do you mean revisionist history?
Like,
it's a song.
Literally nobody at all said this except for you three.
That's untrue.
It's not.
Everybody said
it. I mean, I remember being like – relaxed when that song came out, and everyone was like, "Well, all right, well, that's over." That was the reaction,
dude. There's,
I'm not like, I don't.
Is there
I'm not
anybody
trying
in this office
chest.
Actually who has your picks your song? I don't think so.
I don't know what's going on anymore with the revisionist history. I'm just saying when it came out, I remember being like, "It's over." To me, that's all it was.
The song is so soft. Listen to Kansas.
And again, I would love to do it again, and we could write it for real, Dave. We could do it.
This
instead.
Is like Kiss 108, like David Alan Boucher, nighttime listening. That's okay. What this is.
Yo,
that's
you want me to steal a rap beat, and I won't say anything you want.
It's so soft. It's so weak.
You want me to steal another rap beat, and I'll say whatever I want this time around.
Oh
we could do it a lot
so
differently.
Soft. Now play mine, Frankie. Play mine. I mean,
the deck is stacked against me with my Barstool Radio team.
Oh, it's not even close.
It's the beat that you stole.
No,
unbelievable.
I come in. I mean,
you're tripping, bro.
This is my business. You're living off. It's not even.
Yo,
I mean,
remember they played at the Super Bowl and you couldn't do it?
I know. I hadn't done it in so long.
You've never done it once?
Yeah,
I haven't done it in so long. Fuck
the original. See, should have left it alone. Now I got to remind you who sits on your throne.
I can't do it right now.
I just did it.
You didn't even
That's
get it
live.
Right. You didn't even get it right. That's funny. It is funny that I drop it so hard
with that fuck Kevin. That's
a strong
start. It's over.
It's a strong start.
That's how you start a diss track.
The video
without pussyfooting around.
The video of you putting it together was. You almost should put that on just the video of you having to say like word by word.
I got better at the end.
I mean, that was entertaining. That I think was better than the song was Stud
Kevin
and the producers being
like that. Is booth quality. Fuck Kevin Clancy. Should've left it alone. Now I gotta remind you who's on the Iron Throne. It's legit shit.
You're a quotesman and you're a fucking rapper now.
I need a solid quote for today.
Bombfell is an online personal styling service for men that helps you find the right clothes for you. It's fully personalized. Every piece has been handpicked for you by your own dedicated stylist. Bombfell scours menswear collections for the brands and designers around the world and sends you pieces from those collections that work the best for you. Your stylist will email you his or her selections, after which you'll have 48 hours to make any changes or even cancel altogether. You're in total control. There's no hidden fees or gotchas. It's the most simple, straightforward service around. I know because they just sent me some stuff. I'm walking around with some Bombfell gear, and I literally cannot stop getting compliments. I have to ward people off with a stick. It's ridiculous. No hidden fees or gotchas. It's so simple, and we're on your side. So, Bombfell, we don't make any money if you don't find something that you want to keep. You only pay for what you keep, and there is no charge to send returns back. It's completely flexible. You can push up, delay, or skip the shipments at any time. You can go to bombfell.com, that's bombfell.com/Portnoy, and you can get yourself some gear today with a pretty nice deal of $25 off your first box. That's bombfell.com/Portnoy. It's a special offer. It's just for you, and you're going to love the way you feel and look when you're rocking Bombfell.
Caleb has an idea for a business.
Just a tip.
He's trying to get it off the ground.
I got GoDaddy.
Tomorrow is just a tip dot technology. Tomorrow is a big day for Just a Tip.
Yeah, I'm meeting with
the guy. The guy. Capital G. Guy.
I think they're flying in.
For you?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I'm sure they have other business to attend to, but yeah. They're flying in because they had to reschedule because all this stuff that happened at JFK, like the flights got canceled last week. So, yeah, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Where at? I don't know. I guess you can't reveal that because who knows? Somebody come kidnap you and steal your idea.
What were you going to say?
Here's what I'm asking. Does it encourage you or discourage you that Apple has jumped into the electronic pay game? Because everyone's saying they're about to smoke Venmo now that they have iMessage Pay.
Yeah, I think they're going to smoke Venmo.
Are they going to smoke Just the Tip? Or are you thinking, I'm clearly on the right track if Apple's diving in? We're playing in the same space now. It's Caleb versus Apple.
I like my chances. No, I mean, like, how long do you think Apple's been working on this? Like, they've had to have seen Venmo a long time ago, and then they had, like, the Apple Pay and, like, the Apple Wallet already
set up. I've never used either of those, Pay or Wallet, have you?
No, is it easy? I haven't, but I'm thinking about doing it. But, like, how long, I'm trying to think, that it took them to develop this? Like, you can just text each other money now, I guess?
Snapchat's
had that. You can, I don't think anyone in the world's ever used it. That's like 5 years old.
I would never do
never.
That.
Yeah,
you're going to send money on Snapchat?
But I mean Venmo and even like PayPal and QuickPay and all that shit, that has existed.
Venmo's
fire.
The thing with it is that Venmo got bought by PayPal for like $1 billion.
Right. Yeah.
And then now,
Apple's just going to snuff them out. Like, why would you? There's no reason, I guess, if you don't have an iPhone. But if you have an iPhone, it's like going to be straight iMessage.
Yeah, I mean, you can just text someone money.
Yeah, like, I don't have any allegiance.
This is the thing about Just a Tip, though.
But you...
How many people that you... I mean, I guess everyone has an iPhone.
Well, here's the thing. Here's my thing with Caleb, though. Like, do I want, like, a waiter or waitress's, like, phone number?
True.
Like, no.
Yeah, you're going to have to capitalize on the we're in the service industry thing. Yeah. Everyone on this app has, like, a service industry profile.
Yep.
And that way it's not... Yeah, because that's actually a good point. The phone number. I don't want to give out my phone number to everybody, especially if I know that there's money being connected.
Yeah,
that sounds
money
like you're going to get robbed by Jay Hammy.
0% chance you're going to get it to the doorman.
I am alarmed at what I'm looking at on my credit card. I'll just say
here
that.
Here we go.
I am.
I was half joking about it, but Now, again, to preface this, before the break, we said that Dave has not looked at his bank account other than do I have enough money to pay my bookie in probably a decade as far as cash flow, debits, and credits. Dave has not
been.
I'm
going to say I'm going to qualify as obscenely suspicious, and I don't know how the fuck they could be on there, and I just contacted.
Can I look?
Yeah, you can look.
Can you say like what we're talking about?
Yeah, their food order.
Tons of food orders from San Francisco.
No, it's Postmates.
Yes, yeah, that happens to me too.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
Seamless and all
it,
that
shit.
So
on that.
We're looking at here, Postmates tip 23. That's a sushi place there.
Yeah, looks like
16
it.
16 handles ice cream.
16 handles.
Juice Generation.
Ooh, that doesn't sound like her.
Catch June 3rd. Blackseed. I don't know what that is. The thing is, it's coming up under my credit card. These are places now. I just did a quick, I can like do this.
Cross-reference?
I do use Postmates, and just to make sure like I'm not going crazy, those are my orders. So those are not.
None of those are the same. None of them are matching up. I'm looking at Dave's phone order, and I'm looking at his credit card, and none of them match.
You could probably call Postmates and say, what profiles is this card linked to?
And well, here's tell it's you, saying Jordan. Mine. It says Dave Portnoy.
So why don't you go to your Postmates? Oh, that's not like an account. It's like your app. Go to the app. Open up. Is that what you just showed me?
I just showed you.
So she has your credit card on her account. That's what she
I
has.
Believe what happened.
I mean, 16 handles and Juice Generation is a pretty big red
flat
flag.
Ice cream.
I know. But do you go?
No. Yeah, it could be. I mean, Renee, obviously, but I think it would say it's hers. It would say Renee Portnoy. Renee Portnoy has a card. I believe.
How are
is
we
your
gonna,
Postmates?
How
also
are we gonna figure
on,
out the mystery?
Is your Postmates also on like Brett's computer or Frankie's? Like, does anyone else order for?
Yeah,
you?
Is it a corporate
like,
thing?
To hear?
Can you imagine?
No.
Brett getting 16 handles on Dave's card?
No.
Yo, what if you did the research right now and you found out it was Brett?
It's not. Brett.
I wasn't even
this
thinking like that.
Card.
I mean, like ordering for him.
Yeah,
here.
This is my personal card.
This is it.
And Renee's
Dave's
would
getting
show
robbed.
Up.
The cuck continues.
If this is true, it has to be.
I mean, it would. What? Who else could it be?
Nobody. But I canceled the card.
So what are you gonna do? Like, be like, yo, you gotta pay me back X amount of money.
I'm like sitting here stunned.
I'm stunned that you're stunned. We've seen that this has been a running thing with other charges and other shit like that.
It would.
It does
show
not.
Up as
does
Renee's.
It shock anybody else in this room?
No, you're right. It's happened before.
Yeah. This is. You continue to have a broken brain with all
no,
things related
no,
to this girl.
No, listen, I don't, like, but, like, I like, plus charges, she, like, this is, like.
Yeah, this is yeah, grand larceny to the tune of, like, $70 on Postmates, but whatever.
But it's.
The principle.
I think it's, like, the money, like, it's adding up. It's been, like, Grudgement Day was in fucking, like, early March.
I think. But she couldn't be that stupid. Nobody.
I don't know.
Maybe
because
she is.
Up until right now.
Frankie, you believe what's going on right now?
I don't believe it's
Frankie.
Right.
Everybody
what's
should
that?
Believe this.
I think it's her.
Yeah. But you really can't believe that? I can absolutely believe that. And I think that
she's got balls.
She's balls dragging. Dragging. I also think that it's not that bad of a play because if there's one fucking ex-sugar daddy that you can bank on not looking
like
at their.
Pizza. I think a few things from pizza. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to make a phone call. I'm going to excuse myself. I'm going to make a phone call. I just want to make sure I'm not jumping to conclusions here. But I think it would show up as her because I just talked to Renee, and she's like, I have used it a couple times, I think, to order pizza. So I want to see what the fuck's going on.
Just ask her 16 handles. She says no, then we know the situation.
Juice Generation,
16 handles in the sushi place. I just
cannot let myself get.
And this is why we need to like do another song because I can fucking include how he's getting robbed by his like 19-year-old girlfriend months after the fact, and he's still stunned by it.
She never ceases to.
It's crazy.
Surprise.
Well, and again, we'll find out. We'll get to the mystery. I don't want to accuse anybody of anything unfairly here, but we'll figure out. We'll get to the bottom of the mystery. Hopefully, when Dave comes back for the second hour, Barstool Radio on Rush 93.
My ballroom always full.
All All right, we're back. Second hour here of Barstool Radio on a Tuesday. Another rainy-ass day. City sucks.
It's like cold.
This world sucks.
I got to unblock her. How do I unblock her?
And you can hear Dave in the background talking through his thought process right now as he DMs the ex because...
This chick follows me still?
In the break, it sounds like through process of elimination, we have deduced that it is, in fact, most likely her.
How do I unblock somebody? Do I have to follow and then people will go nuts if I just suddenly
when there's timeline notifications like Stool Presidente followed.
Yeah, so I don't want that, but I don't think she can write back to me.
You don't have a cell phone number?
No, I deleted. I wiped her off the face of the earth.
What about Instagram?
What about Snapchat?
She emailed me like 2 weeks ago.
Email. That's the best.
You have the email.
Email her.
All right.
I mean, there's literally like 60 different ways to
contact
people now.
Well, there isn't because I've canceled every way.
But you have that email, so.
How do I do this?
What are you going to say? Let's pen this note.
I already wrote it. I said, dude, you're buying shit on Postmates. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
What if it's...
Who else could?
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, I'm just trying to play it out here. She's gonna be like, no, it's not. I'm not. I
she's
stopped.
Definitely gonna say it's not.
Yeah,
her.
I mean, why would you admit? Oh, you're right. Sorry, I got caught.
That's why I'm saying if you call Postmates, you can find out where else your card is linked to. Like they can be like,
Postmates
yo,
isn't gonna know.
They're not. They have
Frankie
card
has
information.
The phone number if you want him to text her, or you can text.
Yeah,
her.
Text me the number. I'm blocked by Hammy, so that message didn't go through.
The text block?
Text didn't go through.
I don't even know how that works. You can block someone, and then if I try to text you,
it just
text
go.
It just says message sent failure.
Do you, want me to send a message? Like, yo, bitch, where's my boy's money?
Yes! Yes! Yo, bitch, where's my boy's money? I mean, would be awesome.
Can I actually write that?
Yeah, Frankie. And at this point, write whatever the fuck you want. I emailed
Frankie,
it
go nuts, bro.
Frankie,
this is your battle track. Go hard on Hammy.
She's dead.
She's dead. Play the song.
It can't be anybody else. And those places
are so her.
Drip.
I mean,
I'm
waiting for a soul cycle to come up. Shit. Like, once
that
happens.
By the way, she'd do that.
Yeah.
Like,
right,
she
right.
She literally would.
Could it be Chris Bagg somehow?
The balls.
Who are the other enemies out
dragging.
There?
Dragging. I already know the answer. I didn't know it was linked to your account. That's
of course.
1,000% the answer.
Of course. And what are you going to say to that?
I don't.
What
even
are you
going to
do?
Talk to.
What
I don't
are you
know.
Gonna
I'm
do?
Confused.
I mean, there's nothing to do other than be like, please stop doing this. It's like when you said I explicitly asked her to not cheat on me. She won't listen.
Please stop spending.
I'm about to hit send on this message. And
send
my heart's racing through my chest.
Do it. Press it.
It's sent.
What'd you say? Read it out loud.
Yo, bitch, where's my boy's money?
Frankie's gonna get like arrested for harassment.
Yeah, Frankie had to cool off.
He was just a kind pizza maker when we met him.
Bananas.
Yeah, you've gone from a boy to a man, Frankie.
You know how big Frankie is now? I took him for a second opinion. We met a girl who I thought could be maybe a good fit here, and I'm like, Frankie, come along. You're my opinion guy now. Formerly, it would have been Gaz. And he would
wow! Are you
like
saying Caleb's jaw just dropped too? Are you saying that Gaz has been replaced by Frankie Borelli, the pizza maker?
Well, Frankie, I work much closer with him.
Yeah,
Gaz. I mean,
I'm not judging it. I'm
Gaz.
Saying what?
Yeah.
You wow. just said yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's breaking news. That's Dave being hashtagged on with Ball. You're out. Frankie's in. That's a. I mean, that's like 10 years of loyalty down the drain because Frankie's his best friend now. Hey, Frankie, congrats.
You know,
that means a lot.
That's a big time promotion.
By the way,
for you.
Frankie, you know who just put in the so he met with a girl, pretty girl, like to see if she could. You know who she just got an endorsement from quickly, Frankie, Sam Decker just texted me.
Oh boy,
she's cool and knows sports really well.
Yeah, I'm sure she does, Sam.
whose opinion do you value more, Sam or Frankie?
Frankie.
She also knew Justin Thomas very well too. She knows a lot of
very well.
And this is, she's going to do content or she's going to be your new girlfriend? What are we betting her for?
Not going to be my new girlfriend. I'm making solid progress with the girl who I went to the Celtics game with, though. So I'll keep that. Everybody's happy. Let's take some calls. Mike, what do you got?
Some fucking calls.
Mike, what do you got? This has been the worst, like, 20 minutes already. Because my mind, I'll give her this. I don't like the girl because she can mashed potato my brain. Like, how can anybody do what she just did?
Hi, baby. I know you're under a lot of pressure. You're working off. I miss you. I miss you terribly. I just always wanted someone like you in my life. I love you so much. I'd do anything. I'd do anything to be a perfect woman for you.
What a jam by my man Manly coming back on the break here. We're wrapping up the show today. Dave is Twitter text fingers flying right now as he's trying to get to the bottom of his money stealing saga.
Has to be.
Frankie sent the original text out. Dave has now taken over and he's fired up.
I mean, she's just lying. We knew she wouldn't. I have my old job, make my own money. Bullshit, you do.
What does she do?
Don't. No idea. But I mean. It has to be her. There's literally no other person on the human earth it could be.
What if it's just like regular fraud? You know, like sometimes just like
that
somebody
are
fishes.
Her places? A juice bar? Juice catch? No fucking way.
Going to catch on someone else's card is a strong move.
She postmated it.
That is, you can postmate from catch?
Yeah.
Damn. That's a bougie shit.
Stronger move, yeah.
Good Lord. 1,000%.
Yeah,
Feeding dudes on your money.
Frankie just said she's taking someone on a date on my card. She was buying train tickets and doing SoulCycle to fuck a SoulCycle guy when I was dating her. So I don't know that that's like crossing a mythical line in the sand for her.
It's a big odd damn day for you.
Oh damn!
Oh damn!
Oh damn!
Oh damn! What do I have to do? I can't use American Express anymore on my points?
Oh, that was during the break we talked about. What if she cleaned out your points?
I'd kill her.
You should text her, like, listen, I'm going to let this slide. Don't even think about touching my points. I know if you're thinking about it, don't.
No, don't even tell her the points
no,
exist.
No, points she will.
Yeah.
I'm hoping so bad she cleans them out of the points. What could be worse for you? Like, what would be a worse affront? Offense.
Using my points?
It's way up there. You even said you sneaky almost love that someone's spending money just to amass the points.
In the height of Renee and I being like perfect couple, like dream couple that everyone's like aspire to be that couple, I was like, don't you dare use those points. So that's how I feel about fucking points. So to have someone I despise steal my points.
That would be up there.
That'd be tough.
I need that girl to steal these points. That would be an L to erase maybe like 15 or 16.
Are you
going to
write
your
points into your will?
No, he's going to take them with him. He doesn't want anybody else having them. Hater of the year shit.
When I'm done working, bury me with my points. Points, man.
That's your first quote. Bury me with my points.
Bury me with my points. No, my dream is when I retire.
Right, to travel the world on
do
on their dime.
Like the most 5-star like trip on points.
Just, how many? How much dollar? Like, I mean, that's.
I need a lot more points still.
Yeah, to travel the world on only 5-star hotels, you need like a bazillion points.
No, I got like 5 million points right now, and that's like 50 grand.
Okay, so we need a lot more.
I probably need.
That would be like a
100 grand.
I mean, that was a weekend for you in Vegas.
Yeah, but that's different because that was like. I don't need that big of a like. That was we were like 7 guys,
right? So. But still, you need to do what you plan on doing.
How do I end this with this fucking?
Right. Been asking ourselves that for months on end.
No, give me credit. I've ended. This is
right.
This
it's
is,
just lingering every single day.
Do?
All
She's
the time.
She's robbing me, so it's like what? I found that out in real time.
Call the cops.
Yeah, threaten her with police activity.
That would be so funny if you just got her arrested.
Yeah. I should. I should say that. I should have your ass arrested. Should have you thrown in prison.
Say it.
I'm going to say that.
You are so fucking dumb.
No, I'm just going to. All right.
It is astounding how you're still. She's still like. I understand.
You're making it like.
I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying that it's like months on end. She's still getting to you. She's still winning.
She's stealing from me.
Yeah,
so,
she's
I mean,
stealing
that's,
from
know,
you.
That's me. Like, she's not in my head. It's not like I'm. So
yeah,
she's
no,
stealing
I'm
from
not
me.
Saying that. Well, you said it. What was the quote? This is
some mistake you never stop paying for, Hobbs.
Yeah, this is it. Whether she's stealing, fucking other people, embarrassing you, whatever. That's how she rolls. Some chicks are diabolical.
This girl is just like.
I think I'd just be, even if I really hated somebody, the laziness would kick in. I'd be like, all right, I'm done.
Right.
Like, I got my revenge this way or that way. I don't need plan C, D, B, you know, like on and on and on. I'd be like, I'm just going to go back to living a normal life here.
Right, of course.
I don't need to keep stealing. I don't need to keep this or that. It's just chicks, though.
What do you think her next move is while we're speaking of her for the
She's
next
She's got to be in Edelman's next pizza review.
Oh.
And I think Coley might just... My friend Ed might have just spoke that into existence.
Yo, that's
I don't think that was
that
on
out,
anyone's mind,
that
but I
universe.
Guarantee you that gets back to, what's his name?
One Nibble, Everybody Knows the Law, featuring Jay Hammy.
If he does that.
If he does that,
Dave might hate the Patriots.
I was going to say, I might love the Patriots, or you might flip-flop. That would be some move.
I don't give a fuck. I honestly actually don't. I'd respect that move.
That would be very funny. Julian, if you're listening, I've got an idea for you. All right, that's it for today. See you tomorrow, Wednesday, Barstool Radio, Rush 93, Sirius XM. BetDSI is one of the most reliable online sports books in the world. We got, maybe like 2 more seconds of the NBA Finals to enjoy. You can maybe place a bet on that. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe just throw a long shot on the Cavs. Maybe they'll come back. You never know. Right now, if you sign up with BetDSI, you get a free $25 play. So why don't you do that? Sign up, just throw $25 on LeBron. Who knows what could happen? You can make some bank. We got the NHL playoffs. We got baseball. We got a lot to bet on. We got a lot of money to be made, and BetDSI is the best place to do it. It's a top-rated sports book on sports review sites. It's got a great mobile product, which means you can use it anywhere. You got live in-game wagering, which means you want to throw down a bet and right for the second half of the game, whatever it may be. You see something the other schmoes don't. You know where the game's going to go. You know how the game's going to trend. You know how to make that money. BetDSI will let you make that play in the middle of the game. They got great customer service, 24/7, 365, and they've built their reputation on fast payment of winnings. That's the most important part, right? You make the bet, you win the bet, you want the money, they should pay you. That's what BetDSI does. Like I said, free $25 just for registering. And right now, if you use the code BARSTOOL200, you get a 200% bonus on your first deposit. So sign up, throw out that cash, they'll double it, and you can make that money. It's BetDSI, promo code BARSTOOL200.
We're live. Frankie, I didn't think it was going to produce this show. We're live.
I'm back. I'm back.
He's back. Attaboy. I don't know if is KFC coming back or is it just
He's got meetings. Caleb's coming.
Okay, so it's just me. It's right now. Not just me, but I'll be hosting the show. I'm taking it back from Kevin. So it's Barstool Radio, Sirius XM, Combat Sports, whatever, Rush 93. The call number 646-627-8450. We have the podcast boys, Trent Riggs, and then Roan is in studio. So what we have, we brought in the foreplay guys, because you guys, Howard Stern, he ripped your asses this morning. So I'm going to take a quick break to sneeze.
You want to start?
Ripped your asses is a little like, that's like, oh, you got eviscerated. That's a little, he didn't rip my
asses. I didn't
asses.
Sneeze, which is the worst feeling. But back to this thing. All right,
tough start.
Back to this thing. So, all right, here's what happened. So on your podcast, you guys basically said, you were talking about people yelling when people tee off, right?
Yeah.
At golf tournaments, whether it be Viva the Stool, Mashed Potatoes, Baba Booey is probably the first and most famous of what people used to yell. Baba Booey is a guy that yours truly actually has had the pleasure of being on his after show with Baba Booey. Okay. Very, very cordial, very nice. You guys basically said Baba Booey's lame. Nobody knows what it is or where it came from. Let's replace that with JJO, Just Jerk Off, which is a KFC radio movement, actually. Am I right? Do I have the story correct so far, gentlemen?
Not entirely accurate.
The one thing that people are forgetting is, so this happened at the Players' Championship. People were yelling JJO before we said anything. So
correct,
It was an organic thing.
Yep.
We didn't just go on our podcast and say, start yelling this and it
correct.
Happened. It happened before
correct.
We
and
said
and people
anything.
Have been yelling Viva La Stool and Fire Goodell right. and that shit right. for a long time.
So we essentially took that opportunity to be like, yeah, let's facilitate that. Let's remind people. And if it takes off a little bit, that's fine. And in the process, we might have said, yeah, Baba Booey's a little, it's lame, it's old, it's out, JJO's in.
Yeah.
He found that clip like a month later, which is weird. And
oh,
when
that's
in
not recent?
When that was like a month
that
month and a half
was
that was after the Players'
yeah, he's
Championship.
Got, he's got far better things to do than pay attention to you guys. But go on,
totally. Clearly not.
Clearly not.
Well, yeah, I mean, he caught wind a month later.
Yeah, but he's still talking about it.
Yeah, well, that's because someone told him about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we are all on the same page here. So let me put it this way. I was at a meeting with Eric Nardini with high-powered individuals, way above your pay grade. And
most people are.
Yep. And I found out, like, and she said it, and I got a tweet that, like, Howard Stern's ripping the foreplay guys in Trent. And I looked, I said, who rips Trent? He's the least rippable guy of all time. He's just like, you know, everybody likes you. You're a tough guy. So I was like, that's weird. Then I come back and I get some more color on the story and hear about the Baba Booey and what you guys are saying. I couldn't be more on Team Howard Stern on this one if my life depended. Listen,
what a shocking
It's not a shock. It's not a shock.
That is just the least stunning thing I've ever heard.
No, it's fair. Listen, if somebody, I use this analogy because he's the king of all media, and he probably doesn't know. Like, I'd love to be like, yeah, he's got a show on Sirius. We do. So we'll fight back on Sirius.
You should do that, yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If some little upstart in Boston, right, was like, oh, Viva La Stool is so lame. Nobody's going to say Viva La Stool anymore. We're going to say, like, this new slogan. I would be like, who are these piss ants coming at the crown from nowhere? I'm the fucking king. Shut up, and I'm going to bury you and throw my stats at you. And that's what he did, and he put you guys in a cocoon of horror.
Here's,
he put
no,
you
no,
six
no.
feet under.
He put us
you know what? I want to be there at the funeral
no.
putting dirt on your grave.
Here's where I think you're
it's
wrong.
Embarrassing right. for the whole company.
Here's where I think
and
you're wrong.
Oh, that is such a
fuck out of here.
You're a loser. So un-
here's
Raheem
where I think you're
Stern,
wrong.
It can't
can you let
funny.
Me talk
I
for
hope,
a second?
I hope Stern, I hope Howard Stern's listening, invites me on just to bury you. He just gives me 2 minutes to go in on all your idiosyncrasies and all your weaknesses.
People who
and
say
I want to bury you.
People who say Viva La Stool, they know. They know it's you. They know it's Barstool. Nobody says Viva La Stool without knowing it's Barstool.
Agreed.
People say Baba Booey
wrong.
Have no idea who
wrong.
Howard Stern is.
Wrong.
That is so
wrong.
Right.
Wrong. Hard wrong. Hard wrong.
No, I think that's very true.
Baba Booey, you're underestimating who Howard Stern and what he is.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I guarantee people were tweeting me today. People say Baba Booey, and they were like, I had no idea who that was until we talked. You guys talked about it today.
And you have idiots listening. I may cancel this whole podcast.
You're also doing this brutal, like, political talk show thing where as soon as somebody says one thing to the other, you're like, oh, eviscerated, buried, you guys are dead.
I said that.
He went on for like 1 minute.
You just
and was
did
like,
that.
You literally just did that, I don't know, 30 seconds ago. You were like, you guys are buried, you're in a cocoon, you're under the ground.
Should we listen
are
to the
Are you kidding me?
Time
to bury
I'm
anybody.
Reading who wrote this thing. I haven't even listened to what he said. I'm
no,
going
but
by
you
your
just
thing.
You were just talking about shoveling. You just
we got the audio.
Let's listen to the
Frankie,
audio.
Did you write the cheat sheet here today? Who wrote it? The one who can't get the pistachio.
Yeah.
It says on here, so the foreplay boys made our Howard Stern debut this morning, an entire segment dedicated to the golf podcast and growing the game and our loyal listeners, to our fans' relentless commitment. I don't even know what he's talking about. To our fans'
this
relentless
is my blog.
Commitment.
He's quoting my blog.
Oh. Riggs wrote this.
And I mean, Stern called us cunt heads and douchebags and says he hates us and that JJO is stupid. That sounds like an evisceration.
That's just, you're wrong. That's not an evisceration. He's talking about
let's
us.
Let's listen to it. We can hear it.
Play the clip.
By the way, and I also want to play this podcast encouraging listeners to yell, what is it they want to yell? JJO at golf tournaments? Because, and this guy's argument is Baba Booey is lame. What is JJO?
Yeah. They're encouraging people to say just jerk off.
Oh, just jerk off.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know what, dude? Fuck you.
I like this.
I don't know what your podcast is, but, you know, this is something that has grown and we've nurtured and, you know, we certainly support. And I like some guys like, oh, this is lame. Let's do something else. You're just fucking jealous, right? Right,
absolutely.
Robin?
Yeah. How is just jerk off any better than Baba Booey?
Yeah, that's lame.
Also, the players, we had a good handful of JJO shoutouts, which was very cool. I want JJO to become like the new, you know, Baba Booey.
Fuck off. Come up with something original, cunthead.
Yeah.
Right, Robin?
That's right. Cunthead.
Yeah, let me yell that out.
You're
something
that's
out,
fine.
Something
he's talking
that,
about me.
You know, we've developed.
You're cunthead.
That's
we didn't
fine.
Have to beg our
you're
listeners
cunthead.
To do
I know.
It
come up with something original,
well.
Cunthead.
Yeah. Cunthead. When you think of a better
happened.
Insult, you're just taking our
words. No, I love cunthead.
Cutting edge.
You're just moving down.
They're cunt face.
They're in a cocoon of terror right now.
Yeah.
Look, hey, cunt eyes.
This isn't.
So you're just like
that's
like,
low hanging
fruit.
You're
gonna keep putting stuff after the word cut. That's fine. You want to just keep doing
every
that
time.
For this whole segment.
Fine. He didn't. He. This was Vintage Stern. He didn't really know what was going on. He makes it. And I'd say the same thing. So maybe it was not an evisceration, but I'm on his side.
that's the least surprising thing. We rehashed earlier. You're never on our side.
You're an impartial observer.
So you're admitting that you're partial
from like the media standpoint, and not wanting to like rankle Howard Stern. Like I understand that, but like Just Jerk Off at least means something. Does Baba Booey mean something? Like Just
the guy's name.
Is that the guy's
name? See, he has no idea.
Baba Booey is his name.
But people are just shouting at it like, Just Jerk Off. Tex was just trying to describe it to me like it's a movement. Like it at least means something. Like if you're going through a tough time in your life or have a big decision.
Boom, we got Tex on our side.
We shouldn't have Tex explaining anything.
So what are you talking about?
You are awarded no points.
I think that just gives me more credit when saying that people don't know what Baba Booey is. They just yell it because everybody else yells it.
And at this point, it's lame.
And by the way, as a company policy, if we're going to say Baba Booey's lame, we can't then respond with JJO.
Yeah, that's a weak counterpunch.
That's horrible. What people were yelling
at.
What were we supposed to do? They were yelling it at the players.
Be like, use your brains and be like, we're going back to JJO. Or like, foreplay. Foreplay!
That's not good.
No, that,
you know,
if that's the test, then I don't like it.
I don't think that's bad.
Saying JJ is just tough. I enjoyed that. JJO!
The O comes off well.
Right, JJO!
But it's too many syllables.
What if you do it this way? Four! Play!
That's pretty good.
That was bad.
No, that's better. It's better than
four,
just,
like you're yelling four, like four.
No, it's got to have the end has to be the drawn out part.
Yeah, play really just kind of
like they do Baba Booey, they do JJO, they don't do four.
Mashed potatoes. JJO. You see where it is?
JJO.
You see where the
go press go.
Now you're
there it is. That's what it should be.
That's pretty good, Frankie.
Hardo.
Yeah, that's good. The O in the end is really pretty good.
Coming around on the O.
Hardo would work. Rico.
Yeah, long time. Rico Bosco. How we doing?
Number one caller on terrestrial and satellite radio.
I heard you were giving Frankie a hard time because he was grilling you about what you wanted to talk about.
I thought it was a little bit of a ridiculous question. Like, I'm not, you know, you got fucking guys who do fake voices. Like, grill them. Like, I'm getting right through.
Rico, I agree with you. It's nobody's business but your own what you're going
to
talk about.
I told Frankie forgot to leave out that I gave him a compliment. So I said, Frankie, you're my new friend. You're my new, hey, I'm going to try and get you some equity. Frankie's a hard worker.
He is a hard worker.
What do you got? I saw your text yesterday. You want to sell DJ shirts for literally every square inch of DJs.
I love it. So no. You want East bathroom, West bathroom,
East bar, West bar, and Grails. Every bit of Saturdays of DJs needs its own Saturdays for the boy shirt.
You guys are looking. I'm trying to help you out. That's the way it goes. Couple of housekeeping things. These are not worth my time. But that whole thing Smitty posted. Tex is a psychopath. I don't even fully understand that. What he did last night.
That guy is from outer space.
The canceling.
Yeah. He's a weird person.
You gotta run it up tonight. 1,000% run it up tonight.
I think Tex is going to do something that's going to almost cause a fight today.
Oh, I think fights got better odds than either team winning the game.
He's going to like elbow.
Yeah, he'll throw an elbow at Big Cat for sure.
But smacking him around is not going to like fix something. Like you smack him around or yoke him up, it's just going to make it way worse.
The only time I've seen him down on his luck is when he got knocked out at Rough and Rowdy when he had a concussion and like puking in the front seat. That took a little life out of Tex. Anyways, all right, Rico.
So I know that, I mean, obviously the hot topic and the thing that moves the needle here is LeBron, LeBron's greatness, LeBron's legacy. Big Cat's talking about Durant, is Durant getting the torch? The thing I think that's kind of slipping under the radar, could be crazy, whatever, but what is Steph Curry's ceiling? Because the way I look at it, he should have won last year, which would have been three in a row.
But should have, could have, would have. I mean, that's on him for not winning. He was awful.
I understand, but he's definitely going to have two. And what people forget is, first off, I think he's completely reinvented the game from a grassroots level, the way kids are now shooting the three. They're back to moving the ball. I think that's great of what he's done. People forget, I got a guy in his circle. I've been on him since 07. He scored 30 against Maryland in the tournament back before they made that run. So I've been on him forever. I love him. But my thing is, people forget Ray Allen, at the end of his career, reinvented himself as a spot-up shooter. On a good team, he could still knock it. That's never going away. He's going to play for a long time.
Yeah, I feel like Steph Curry can play till he's like 50 and just keep shooting.
Right, and his team is fucking loaded.
Yeah.
So when he becomes the second or third option and they start recruiting guys in, and they keep going. What is his ceiling? Is it? I think people are crazy for not bringing this up yet. What if he wins? They're talking about Kobe, LeBron. What if Steph Curry wins six? Is he top 15? Is he top 10? I mean,
well, what's it? But is he going to win them? Is Durant going to be with him? He's going to be one behind him?
I don't know. They could get somebody. Let's say Durant goes somewhere else. He brings somebody else in. You know what I mean?
I mean, here's the difference, though, Rico. What we're talking about with the Warriors, if you ask, like, well, not even now, but for a long time, if you ask 10 different people, you may get 10 different answers on who their best player is. Like, you never had that with LeBron. You don't have it with Jordan. You didn't have it with Bird. Like, they were the men, like, clearly. So,
if Durant moves on and someone else comes in and Steph Curry is the one constant and he ends up with, like, five,
six
rings.
Yeah, but even with the one constant, it wasn't like, I mean, the other Splash Brother there.
And Draymond.
And Draymond.
I think Durant, if you're asking me just between those three, Draymond, Clay, and Steph, I think Steph is the clear guy out of that
trio.
I think Durant's a different story.
Like, I mean, you can argue that Draymond went left and they fell apart.
Yeah, but I think that without Steph, that Draymond's not putting up 73-9. You know what I mean? I feel like that Durant is a better argument, I think, as far as like who's the guy.
Steph's never going to get the respect and on the all-time argument though, because he's short. People, short players don't ever like think of the best players of all time. Isaiah. No one's under 6'6", but Isaiah is like the only guy even in the conversation, and he got left off the dream team.
Allen Iverson,
but he's the best. No one's calling Allen Iverson one of the best players, one of the 10 best players of all time.
Who's calling Isaiah Thomas one of the best 10 players?
What I'm saying. Steph Curry's not going to be in that conversation.
No, should he?
Short player.
I don't think that's it. I mean, Curry's going to finish. Like, he's not at no point. Like, he's one of the greatest 3-point shooters of all time. He's not even the best shooter on his team.
But he could, if he wins 8 championships. Like, you don't think he should be in the conversation?
I mean, is Casey Jones in the conversation?
Obviously, yes.
But that's the thing, though. Like, Bill Russell.
I respect both sides. You brought up valid points.
Thank you, Rico.
But Rome, this always does bother me. This is a typical Philly thing. You guys idolize, again, I've said it a million times, you guys idolize a fictional boxer and a fictional special teams player from the Philadelphia Phillies. Those are the two movies that are the best.
One of the Philly Eagles, special teamers,
Eagles,
yeah.
Invincible.
Typical Philly thing. You guys make T-shirts and statues of Allen Iverson stepping over Tyronn Lue. You lost the series 4-1.
We don't have any winners.
Four-person Philly thing.
No one wins in Philadelphia. We have to make do with what we have. What are we not going to celebrate anything?
Rico, I don't want to jump on you here, but the saddest moment, and I called it sad and disgusting, was so against it. We threw a parade for Ray Bourque.
I know.
Yeah, legitimately, when he won the Avalanche.
That was nuts.
That's embarrassing.
Crazy.
And I was hand up. I wanted to kill Menino. I wanted Bourque dead. I wanted anybody who showed up dead. I was like, this is not a loser.
Stuff.
Now, granted,
loser.
We started putting parades together like fucking cupcakes after right. that. But
yeah. All right. Well, listen. Good. I know you got a show to do. Good luck tonight, fellas. You can get a quick cab. I'm gonna let you know it's Mardi Gras tonight. The city to Belmar. Not that far. Mardi Gras. Ask for Steve and Jen and Nico at the West Bar. They'll take care of you guys.
Rico, do you have like equity?
Put it up on text. Let's go, Viva. Let's go. Summer's here. DJ 2018. Let's go.
I'm totally lost on what he means by his Mardi Gras.
They're doing like a Mardi Gras night at
East Bar, not at West Bar.
East Bar
is probably like Halloween.
Like, how far away are they from one another?
They're like right across. Different states. No, it's not even that big.
It's
of a
like
place.
A color war. Like, Sean, what do you got?
I was just saying, Uber and Lyft don't operate until June 29th in New York, outside of New York City.
So you're calling Prez a liar.
All right, so let's say she was in New York City or Boston. I actually can't remember which one, and I got an Uber, and it's like, you're going to Saratoga Springs.
You said from Saratoga to Boston.
No, I was in Saratoga.
You did say Saratoga to Boston the first time.
No, I was in Saratoga. She came to Saratoga.
From Boston.
I can't remember if it's from Boston
or New
York City.
That makes more sense. It doesn't really matter. I mean,
the genesis of the story is she came, she took an Uber to Saratoga, and then took an Uber out of Saratoga back to where she came from. It may have been New York to Saratoga to Boston. That triangle, I actually think, is what it was. What do you think I'm making? Who would
this
make
guy's,
that up?
This guy
you have
calling
to be like
liar.
An absolute maniac
this,
to make that
this guy's
story
saying
off
you
of
don't
the
fuck.
Off
this
the
guy,
top,
yeah,
no.
This guy is.
Learn how people make you don't
you,
make
no,
shit
no, no,
up
no.
like
listen,
that out of the blue.
No, you want to, you know, you want to put the story on the air like you're fucking chicks, and you made it up. It's a lie.
Yeah, that's a lie.
It's a fucking lie, dude.
It's a lie.
It's like Dave doesn't even have sex.
Classic virgin.
plastic.
And you better play with my butthole too, dirty motherfucker.
I'm gonna stick my fucking cock so far up your ass, you're gonna be screaming.
Really?
Shit. What is this? Good job pulling this up. This is awkward. I don't even like listening to this.
Play it again. Play it again.
I'm taking the headphones off.
No, put it on.
Not listening.
Play it
to
again, Frankie.
Not listening. Sometimes content gets away from you. I mean, it's funny, but it's like, ooh, I don't want to hear this.
That was good.
I bet people like say that to each other to be like dirty, like especially in the greater Boston area. Like that.
Stick my
and you better play with my butthole too, dirty motherfucker.
I'm gonna stick my fucking cock so far up your ass, you're gonna be screaming.
When was
really?
When was that?
AVNs.
No. When?
What day of the AVNs?
No. Like what year?
Oh.
How long ago?
Like 3 years ago. Yeah.
Really?
Play with my butthole, you dirty motherfucker.
That's the best part. Really?
You play with my butthole.
She was the truth. Are you fucking kidding? Really?
Seriously? She wasn't even ready for that. She wanted a little dirty talk.
Play with my butthole, too, dirty motherfucker.
I'm going to stick my fucking cock so far up your ass, you're going to be screaming.
Really?
Whose side are you on here, Frankie? Get this shit off.
So fucking funny.
People be like, what the fuck is this?
Really?
Davey Dirty Talk's tough to listen
that,
to.
That man. Should be on your list of L's. Zach, this or that. What's up, Zach?
I got a quick this or that. This beyond the old school Room Raider show where the girl just goes to your room, or that beyond the new school Room Raider show where they go through your internet browser.
All right, so for those who don't know, the youngins out there, Room Raider, I'm just going to give you a little recap. It was a show where a chick would literally get to go through your room, pick everything apart, down to a black light where she would wave it over your bed sheets and shit so she could see how much cum there was. That used to give me, like, as a teenager, like, cold sweats. Like, I would wake up in the middle of the night thinking, like, I had a nightmare that some girl was going to see my cum room.
Are these kids just fucking dumping cum into their sheets, though? It's like, bro, where's your cleanup technique?
I've always kind of thought that, too. But then I'm trying to think
back. Your bed's glowing.
I feel like, you know, there was probably cum on the ceiling when I was, right. Like, high schooler, you know what I mean? So, but, yeah, I always thought that. I was like, do you just cum in the bed and, like, roll over and go back to sleep?
Tons of cum everywhere? Just in a puddle of your own cum?
Or the new age Room Raider. Is this a real thing, or you're just saying hypothetically, Zach?
Hypothetically.
Okay. Because that would be a good show. Actually, I was on Snap. I think
it's going to get people fucking arrested, that show.
There's a Snap show, like a Snapchat show, whatever that means. It's called Phone Swap. And, like, it's a blind date, and they meet each other, and then they're like, oh. Plot twist, like, you go in the other room, and he's going to look at your phone and vice versa. And this chick that was going through the guy's phone and found, like, a fetish app, like an app for people with all sorts of different fetishes. They found nudes, all that shit. So do you want the physical, you're sitting in a bed of your own cum, or the technological snooping?
You've been cumming.
Yeah, exactly. What's worse?
To me, I would rather them go through the room. Like, there's not, like, you're not... Everything's on the phone these days. Like, there's no physical evidence. It's not like you're going to have a box of pornos in your room. And on Room Raiders, like, it's not like they, unbeknownst to you, were coming to your room. Like,
you could
everybody
clean that
had.
Shit up.
Yeah, you had room to clean that shit up. And if you clean up your internet browser, the show would be really boring because there would be nothing there.
True story. I think I would take the room as well because even the worst case scenario is, all right, we found some blacklight cum all over the place. You find out what I've been doing on the internet, I'm probably going to jail.
The fact that you're coming is cool, but, like, we don't want to know what you're coming to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Everybody's internet browsers these days, I feel like, are some dark, depraved shit.
We're on the air. Come on, we're doing small talk. That we're live. People are like, "What are these fucking guys talking about?"
Right. We're messing up out here, but we're very fortunate to have Mr. Ron Funches in the building. What's going on, man?
Not much. How you guys doing? Do I sound okay?
You sound fantastic, man.
Thank you. Sound
magical.
Thank you.
What's going on, though, man?
I'm just here in New York, starting the beginning of my tour, my Funchamania tour, and I'm doing the Bell House on Thursday, and then going to Philly for the Trocadero, and then Wilbur in Boston on Saturday.
Man, I was looking at your tour schedule, and you're like going from Boston to Atlanta to Vancouver to Pittsburgh. Who booked your tour, bro? You're like flying all over the place. You can't just go from one, like, you can't go Washington, D.C. to Baltimore?
Sounds like a office manager.
I know.
We got the dumbest office manager in the history of office managers here. So, no, we do.
Well, I mean, mostly just booked. I mean, and I have some days off in between, so I get to go home for a bit, and I just booked at places that liked me, and those were the places. It didn't matter where they were, as long as they were interested.
There you go. Home for you is. Are you still in Chicago? Or
I'm
in
LA.
You're in LA now. Yeah. Okay. How do you like LA? I know you were born in Chicago. We're in Oregon for a little bit too, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I love LA. It's great. I love it. Beautiful weather, weed, and ladies. What can you hate?
Yo, our guy Dave here is trying to get into the weed game. He's not in it.
Not a big weed guy, but I'm kind of thinking about
it.
He
wants to get in though.
You got any advice
and
for him?
Actually, you talking earlier, like, I feel like Creative Minds, like, it lets it flow.
It does. I mean, it depends on your strain and what you're interested in and what you need.
That's our guy, right? This is our weed guy. You can probably tell looking at him. Like,
tie-dye shirt.
Yeah,
but if it's a pick between the two of you.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, I'm straight arrow, so I got to get into it. It's like, so I'm kind of disappointed because we are a creative company, supposedly. I'm not looking at you like you should have been throwing it, but I don't know the strains. I don't know any of that.
That's what I was asking, the daytime, nighttime type
stuff. I said I'll take day, I'll go day, and then when I want to go to sleep, I'll take the night shit.
There you go. You want both kinds
of
strains.
Okay, so you don't do it, but you're ready to dive head in all day.
I'm like a real, like, fucking addictive type personality, so I don't half-ass most. It's like, okay, if I'm doing it, I'm not going to do it tiddlywinks.
You got an addictive personality. I recommend drugs, man.
I'm going to get in this. Coley, this weekend, I'm going to weed
this
shit
up. Get this guy a ton of fucking weed. He's going to overdose on weed. It's going to be a wild
scene. I don't know. Do I need, like, the lingo? Like, I don't want to be the Homer Simpson, like, narc situation like, when he's wearing, like, the reggae hat at the concert and everyone's like, he's a narc. I don't want that either.
So, Ron, what should he say when he's ordering? What would be a good safe order for Dave to make this weekend?
I mean, it just depends on what they have. I mean, I know my favorite strain.
Terminology, terminology. How is he going to not look uncool?
I don't know how you guys do that in New York, because in LA we're open now. So right. I just go to the store and I go, can I have some Gelato 41? Can I have some Jack? Can I have, you know, can
I like
some
that.
Concentrates?
I like
know?
That. Jack.
Jack. That,
give me some
I think
Jack.
Jack's going to be yours.
I
Jack
thought
Herrera.
Jack was money, but it's give me some Jack.
It's like a type of weed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a strain of
weed.
Oh,
it is.
It's
Jack Harris, yeah. Okay, is it good for my personality?
Yes.
All right, there it is.
It's a nice creative strain. All right,
done. I'm on the Jack.
It'll wake you up. It's a nice
sativa. I'm on the Jack.
So how do I ask you first, since you're my dealer, basically?
Dave, they have.
Give me some Jack.
No, they have. So how it works here, to my understanding, I've only been here for a year. Ron could correct me, but I think it's like there's like an app you use, and you just text this number, and it goes into space. It's one of these like secret encrypted
like a Snapchat type thing.
Snapchat type app, and you just text your address, and they show up an hour
Who's
later,
they?
45 minutes. The service, they got people who work for them. They show up with a backpack. You let them in downstairs. You sign them in. They come up. You take them in the podcast room. They undo their bag, and they have everything you could ever imagine. You say, "This is what I need. This is what I need."
Beautiful packaging. Like, they'll explain what it does to you. The Wii game is
this is real
it's crazy.
This is a real thing.
This
has
happened here.
Coley, I can just text the number to the sky, and then the weed people just show up out of
less
thin
than
air
an hour.
Mm-hmm. With a very well put together bag, and I just say, "Give me the Jack," and I'm good.
Yeah.
If they got Jack, you might have to do a different decision.
How much? Well, that's all right. So, what's my number two?
You're gonna have to ask the weed expert in here, Mr.
I mean,
Punches.
What do you want? Another sativa? You want an indica? What do you want?
I don't even know what that means, but I want creative.
You want sleepies, or you want?
So I want both. I want day. I want to be up. And how long does it last?
I mean, for you, probably a good little time.
Good couple weeks.
No, I meant like, and I told him I know how to roll a joint, so I need those cones you're talking about.
Yeah, cones easy.
Cones easy.
Or even pre-rolled. There's pre-rolled joints you can buy these days, man.
I don't really mess with pre-rolls, though, because they're usually like trim-based, and I don't like that.
I don't like it either. We don't like it. I don't like it. I want so sure. I got to be like, give me them cones, give me them Jack. And how much is that going to cost me?
I mean, how much do you need?
I don't know. That's where
you could spend $100 on it.
Give me $100. What? $100 for a quarter. All right.
That
so give me $100. They show
Come
up to your house
New
for this for $100.
Yeah, they'll show up for $50.
They'll show
Why,
up for $50.
Why? If he says way overpriced in New York?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can
Do
get
you
a
know,
quarter for $60, $70. You
does
know?
Everyone know this number in this app that you're talking about?
A lot of people in the office do.
Everybody in the office does, huh?
A lot. I mean, a lot of people do. I don't know about
when does this go now? So have I been in the office when these weed gypsies have shown up?
Yeah.
I have.
I think
some shit going down.
Dad's upset.
Did you know that, Frankie? Did you know that was going on?
I had no idea.
Guy couldn't be more of a weed head in there.
Fuck, man.
That room's looking cloudy right now.
Yo, I got another Eric Andre question for you.
Okay. He's going to light you up with the Eric Andre questions.
This is maybe my last one.
Wait, didn't you do the one episode with Asa Akira?
No.
Oh, I'm lying then.
Was Asa on Eric Andre's show?
I thought she was. I thought I saw that you wrote.
Yo,
for that.
I wrote for that season, but I didn't have anything to do with it.
I don't think she was on.
Got you.
She works for us. That's why we were asking.
Uh-oh.
Big
porn star.
Oh, no, I understand.
Does he really date that girl, Eric? I'm blanking on her name right now.
You know what this is? It's like the Chris Farley episode. What?
Joe, do you remember that guy?
Yeah, do you remember that guy?
Blanking on the name. I'm sorry. Yes, Rosario Dawson. Does he really date her? Or is that a joke?
Why would that be a joke?
Because the way he presents it on social media is like he's like laughing, like y'all don't think I date her. Do I really date her? Yeah. I follow and I can't tell.
Nah, man, for real.
So it's real. Okay.
Yeah.
So are you single these days? You dating right now?
I'm dating someone right now. Yeah, I got
his girlfriend Rosario Dawson. So
how's it going with your girl?
It's going great. She's real dope. She's real real cool, real supportive of me, and I hung around while I wasn't sure who I wanted to date. So she's dope. I liked it.
You said you're an NBA guy, right?
Yeah, like a little bit of everything.
You hate LeBron?
I don't enjoy him as a person. We were writing a show together, and he never showed up to write. So I don't
Damn. Motherfucker. I fucking hate that guy.
Yo, what show?
That's such a motherfucking LeBron move. Cocksucker.
That's just a pilot for NBC.
So writing a show, he's supposed to be writing, dude doesn't show up. It's probably his own damn show, too.
No, it wasn't like that. It was like that. Sure, okay.
That motherfucker. Now I'm mad.
But I mean, why would you be surprised by Rosario Dawson? He was with Amber Rose. Like,
I'm not surprised the way the presentation.
Rosario Dawson's way hotter than Amber.
Eric Andre's.
Have you ever been in a room with Amber Rose?
Yeah, I have.
She changes the whole temperature of that room. She is a very.
But
hot
she's
lady.
Also she's also she's like she's trash, a kind of a though. Thought too. Yeah. But Rosario Dawson's like I'm not surprised
Real
he
deal.
Can get her. Like to me, he's like a icon for like our I don't know generation, but like our age. Mm-hmm. He's like an icon, but. It just the way he presents it. I don't
man,
know.
he's an open dude. He's a sensitive dude. He's a very nice gentleman who was raised by women. And then he's got probably. I mean, you've seen him naked all the time. He's got a solid dick. You know, it's like
dude
solid,
does like to
solid dick,
dick
travel. Solid dick mm-hmm. is road game.
Yeah, it's big to have a solid. You were raised by women as well, correct?
Mm-hmm, that's true. Also solid dick. Thank
hey.
You.
Hey, let's go, cool. Frankie. We get a solid dick noise.
Solid dick noise, Frankie.
Was that just the thud of the dick?
Let me tell you this. There's a couple things that have really gotten under my skin in the last 25 seconds. One, that LeBron didn't show up to write, which is a dick move, and that we're putting Rosario Dawson in the same category as Amber
I didn't.
Rose.
That was him.
I didn't. I just said that they're both very, very beautiful, like, celebrity-type women.
No, Rosario Dawson's an actress celebrity.
She's, like, elegant.
He's like the other woman's famous for fucking people. Huge difference.
That's true.
Stripper.
I was trying to think of other things, but I can't think of any other things.
Does that mean her body type? So you're more into Amber Rose's body type than Rosario Dawson's body type?
Amber Rose is too big.
Did you lose respect for her after she left Wiz Khalifa? They split up, and then she's dated like MGK and who's this last guy? That she's with? Like,
she's hanging on. Amber Rose is.
Amber Rose is good.
In the same room with Amber Rose, she's hanging on. I've never been in the same room with Rosario Dawson ever. I feel like I go to fucking
have you been
Chipotle
the same room
and I'm with Amber Rose. Dead serious. Rosario Dawson, no.
Who's the new girl Amber Rose? I mean, the new guy Amber Rose with? It's not MGK, but it's worse.
Because some low tier rapper, you mean?
That's
yeah,
what
something
she's
like
falling
that.
Down the ladder. She is. There's people who fight. She's like clinging. It's like she's falling down
exactly.
the rock climbing thing,
exactly.
like just holding on to those little like.
Because there was a story after Wiz Khalifa, and I was like, "Yo, Wiz Khalifa actually legitimized her for me because I forgot that she really is just like kind of like a."
Well, wasn't she was Kanye first.
Mm-hmm. Kanye, she was in that. What was the video? She
so
was
just
with Kanye.
Steadily.
Yeah,
going down.
Yeah,
she might have been Obama first. She's just been going down the ladder.
She's about to be with that new rapper from Philly. What's that little kid's name?
Oh, that
Maddox.
Oh my god,
who the fuck's Maddox?
He's like an 8-year-old rapper who's
rap about spinners and fidget spinners.
Yeah, he is not good. So we like.
By the way, a little side note: this guy used to be the world champion battle rapper. World
oh, really?
Champion.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Two-time defending.
Why isn't that wild?
Now I'm here, fucking.
Dethroned, though.
Yeah, dethroned, you know, just a disgraced former
champion. You're the Amber Rose of the... Wow.
That's more insulting than anything people have said to me in battle rap. You could be a battle rapper being that mean. Ron, I also heard that you're a big Manny Petty guy. You like to take care of those hands and feet.
I do.
Words going around that you like to take care of those hands and feet.
I like that it's getting out there. I do. I go to this place called Hammer and Nails. Shout out to my girls at Hammer and Nails on Melrose. It's dope because it's a men-only establishment, so it's real chill. You kind of kick back. I watch it. Some people are watching sports. I'm usually watching Roseanne and just getting like a little Manny Petty and then go home, and my girlfriend's usually very appreciative.
I have a cunt ex-girlfriend, but she made me get a Manny Petty. I fucking hated it. I would never go back. She made me do it. I was uneasy, uncomfortable. I didn't like people touching my feet. I didn't like any of it. I will never go back. Never.
Different strokes, different folks. Yeah. It makes me relax.
What I heard Ron say was anything that he might put inside his girlfriend, he wants well taken care of.
Toes?
Ears, toes, elbows, whatever.
Elbows, he said.
Give me the massage. If I'm spending something, give me that massage shit. Manny Petty, not so much.
No?
No.
Just a regular Swedish, or you want a hot stone?
I mean, it seems like you keep your nails nice and trim, though.
I'm not a savage. I get a fucking...
So you're just doing it yourself.
DIY guy.
You're a peasant.
Yeah, I don't... you're doing it yourself. I don't fucking saw them, but I keep them tight.
You bite them.
I'll bite them. I got nail clippers, man. This
okay.
21st century.
I mean, I'm biting my nails. Yeah, I'm a biter. I bite my nails. That's how I groom. That's just how I do it. I am a peasant. I'll cop to it.
Am I right, Manny Petty?
No, I've never gotten a Manny Petty.
You got to. Don't listen to him.
I feel like someone will touch my foot and I'll like jump.
That's
I'll
what
like,
I was doing. I was like, bitch, don't touch my feet.
Yeah. We're relaxing.
My cousin,
if you want a scotch,
did you like
a nice scotch?
My cousin, my Greek cousin, while I was in Greece, he's like, man, your feet are tore up. You got to get this pedicure. And I went in and I did it.
That's when you took your working vacation in Greece?
Yeah, and the girl came over to the house and she did it, but she didn't speak any English. And so it was the first time. It was kind of awkward. I was like asking questions. She couldn't respond. Then she would say something to me. I wouldn't know what she was saying. And so it was like overall, I don't know if I might do it again with someone else, but that was like a bad experience.
Sounds like you guys have both had some traumas behind
it. I want out.
It's
traumatizing. It takes a long time.
Man, I'm sorry. But
it should be like beginner's yoga, how there's like a beginner's Manny Petty where they like they'll be gentle with your feet and they're not going to like tickle you or like scrub the fuck out of you.
I think that's what I like about this place. It's just for guys because I think they get that guys are going to come in a little apprehensive, especially if it's their first time. So they're real chill about it. They're real helpful. And then it was great because I brought a bunch of, on my birthday. I was like, I got a group of my friends and like we're all going to go get it done. And a lot of them were apprehensive. And then it's so funny that to see them be like fidgety and then like 10 minutes later, they're all leaned back, hands just limp, just looking like little kings.
Just soft, just melting in their chairs and their little thrones.
Loving it.
Switching gears for a second here, we got the one, the only, Rico Basco on the line. What's up, Rico?
Good afternoon, everybody!
Hey, is there anybody alive out there tonight?
My friend. How are you today? Frankie, I heard the rest of the show yesterday. We had some garbage to finish the show, so hit me with the caller of the day. Give me that Friday DJ Frankie. There you go, caller of the day. No more caller
for
terrestrial and satellite radio. Your boy, Rico Basco. How we doing, fellas? Holy KFC, what's going on?
The energy is through the fucking roof, Rico. I love it.
Through the roof. We got to pick up this show. You guys do a great job hosting, but we got some bums calling in. I was talking to Frankie. I heard he got the shaft for the Belmont. I got to talk to Dave. Not happy about that. I was going to give Dave a tip, too. KFC, I know you're a Bronx guy, and you know now you're in the burbs. I'm not sure how much you frequent in Brooklyn. It's going to sound like a dumb question, but you've been to Rolling Roaster, correct?
No, sir. I have not.
Wow. Cheese on anything you please, Kevin. Cheese on anything you please. Ask Frankie. Best roast beef in the country. A lot of people say.
Don't tell me the best roast beef in the country. The Ale House outside of Philadelphia. Stop this. Stop it.
Oh, come on. Best roast beef in the country.
I'll go head-to-head with that roast beef any day with the roast beef that I'll bring you from Ye Old Ale House in Lafayette Hill in Pennsylvania.
I've been to John's. Not that good. I'm not a big roast
I'm not talking John's. I'm talking about Ye Old Ale House. It's hand-cut, all right? Have a little respect.
Rico, what's going on at DJ's this weekend, Rico?
We had Mardi Gras last night. I saw some Snapchats. Big night. I heard you guys talking about rap. You know, a lot of that stuff was before my time. I'm a little biased. I think Eminem's fantastic, Jay-Z in his prime. But let me tell you something that has now jumped the shark, and I know for a fact from being a big-time club guy, Avalon, Exit, Pasha. Let me tell you something. Late 90s, early 2000s house, Louis DeVito, fucking Tiesto, fucking all those guys, that was the prime. That's when house went to die. Was about the mid-2000s.
The golden era of house music?
Yeah, that was the golden era. I mean, put on Sandstorm and fight
Sandstorm! Yes! Frankie, cue it up. Get it ready. Rico Bosco, bring in the noise, as always.
Sandstorm.
Enjoy the weekend, Rico. Tell me how DJs is on Monday. Frankie, get Sandstorm queued up. When we come back in the second hour, we got Bill Burr in studio, live in the flesh, me and Caleb talking to him. So listen to Sandstorm on the way out here, and then we'll listen to Bill Burr when we come back in the top of the second hour, as we wrap up a Friday here on Barstool Radio, Rush 93.
You ready to rock?
I don't know why I just fucking moved this. It was probably in the perfect spot, right?
I have to do it, too. Like, I have to touch it and move it, or I feel like it's...
I don't know what kind of microphone this is. All right, here we go.
All right, let's do it. We got my man Bill Burr here joining us on Barstool Radio. He was just on KFC Radio a minute ago. We got him here live in person at Sirius. Old Billy promotional face.
That's right.
You're making the rounds here,
That's
bud.
That's right. Yes, I am. To promote F is for Family, the... second season just came out on Netflix May 30th. You can stream it. It took us a year for us to make it, and you can watch it in 5 hours and then be like, dude, where's season three? We hope if enough people watch it, we'll get to do a season three.
I'm going to throw out a guarantee that season three will be coming out.
Okay.
I don't see any way that this doesn't get a third season because...
You sound like one of those guys right before they got on the Titanic. Not even God could sink this thing.
I'm telling you, man, though, it's too funny, it's too honest, and I think the fact that it's animated is a nice little hook. You know, it's like you can kind of do a lot different stuff.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how I initially started going down the road to get the show, was I used to tell stories on stage, you know, family stories, and when I was the young comic, everybody laughed because that was my generation. And then when I became the older comic, and the millennials and the helicopter kids came in, everything was labeled bullying, this abuse, that abuse, sexist, this, that, and the other. I started getting like, not even like groans, it was more just like sympathy, like, oh my God, that must have been like... I remember being standing on stage telling the stories like, no, guys, this is funny.
You can laugh at this shit, yeah.
So I just think through years of being a fan of animation, I just thought, for some fucking reason, you know, you can get away with more in the end.
Yes.
What if I just animated these? So initially I was just going to do these little five-minute vignettes that I was going to produce myself for my website. But, of course, because I'm a comedian, I never did it. Because we got the whole day to procrastinate.
Right.
It wasn't until I met the guys at Wild West, Vince Vaughn's company, Peter Billingsley and all those guys, that it got going. Then I met Mike Price from The Simpsons. They hooked me up with him, and then it actually became a show.
Right.
And now here we are.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot easier for a cartoon dad to be yelling, I'm going to put you through a fucking wall, when it's real life and you're doing it to a kid. You know, like you said, in this day and age, it's like you're going to get a lot of pushback.
Always?
Yeah, probably. Child abuse never really plays.
Yeah, I think there's a way to do it. There's a way to do it, but you couldn't do it. I don't. As real as we can do it on the show.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to think what that show would look like.
Well, I remember watching The Wonder Years growing up and being like, this is a little dark at times. Like,
well, you know what it would be? You would actually have to have, like, a real kid there, a kid actor.
Right.
And this guy would be yelling all that shit. And, I would be sitting there as a writer going, am I actually fucking somebody up? This is what amazes me about today's thing. Like, how much fucking... Well, I'm already on the radio, and this dude also has to be filming the fucking
shit. We
got to
get the video. We got to get the snap. We got to get the Instagram bill. It
creeps me out.
Listen, man, I
at least just say you're going to do it. You're like fucking lurking over in the corner.
Frankie Varelli, the pizza maker, just creeping.
Jesus.
That's how it goes these days, man. Otherwise, you start drowning. It's like kill or be killed. Eat dog world.
Well, what are we going to do for people who don't listen to radio? How are we going to prove we're with you?
I don't know.
How am I going to tell my friends?
Who watches radio on the internet?
They don't, but Instagram.
Radio. I don't want to watch radio.
So I put it on my Instagram.
What's that?
So that's why you got to put it on the Instagram.
For what?
For the likes, bro.
What are you talking about? For what? What do you mean?
It's the worst. It's the fucking worst.
I'm not
man.
On Instagram, dude.
Yeah, you.
My career's going fine. I'm telling you, like, it gets to that point where you start thinking that I got to do everything. I got to be on this thing. I got to be on that thing. At fucking Twitter, I said I'm done.
That's me too. I got to do Instagram because of the company that we are. But I am like, I maxed out at Twitter.
Well, are you married?
Huh?
Are you married?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Instagram's plays a pretty vital role in the dating scene.
Yeah, it's a different life.
If you're a single guy, you're young, like if you don't have
Instagram.
Oh, I'm
not talking about that bullshit. I'm not talking about hooking up with people. I'm talking about like watching like a show. Like if like you feel like I don't know, like I get pressure from that, like, you know, when I got to promote FS of Family, are you on this or that? Are you on this? Like, nope. Nope.
Well, it's also like different for you. You're a pretty accomplished guy. I feel like you can say, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but I got it. Yeah. No, but I became accomplished without that shit.
Right. Do you think if you came up now?
I'm just being a grumpy old man who wants. I'm sick of
brother,
chasing the
crowd. I'm right there
the
with you.
The same fucking
I'm
idiots
right
that were
you.
On MySpace went to Facebook. It's like just club kids. Club kids. They go to this club, and then this club isn't cool anymore. And then the exact same
club
fucking
guy.
People
Caleb's club
go
guy.
Over to this club.
Oh, God.
And all of us, like, because it's a different background, they're all cool. It's like you're the same fucking people.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Same music, same booze, same drugs, same people. What's the difference?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do I you think if you came up ones. Now and you were more into the social media and the different ways to promote yourself, it would be easier, harder? What do you think?
I don't know about that. I feel that, like, I see ways that it's easier, and I also see ways that it's hard. I don't know how you get above all the noise.
Yeah. Well,
like,
let me
like
give you an example,
like
though.
What, like, a stand-up special has become. Like, a stand-up special has now become... Like, why
Frankie,
now?
You do it.
No,
just
no,
said how much
you know
fucking
what,
hate
you
know Frankie.
Like? I feel like all of a sudden I'm saying something that's going to get me in fucking trouble. It's all of a sudden he starts writing in the corner. Like, back in the day, it was like if you were a comedian selling out all these places, okay, you then got an hour special.
Right.
Now comics get specials so they can sell tickets.
Right.
It's reversed. It's like when in the NBA, like, you came into the league with your own sneaker.
Right.
We're back in the
you
day.
You didn't have to earn it.
Yeah, you had to, like, but it. I don't even look at it like earning it now. It's just what a stand-up special does changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it used to be showcasing one of the top comics.
Like, you made it almost. Like, that was
yeah.
that was more like the top.
Yeah,
and now
like
it's
one
like
of the
beginning.
Comics in the country. Now what a stand-up special is it's a tool to help an unknown person make it.
Yeah.
So it's just changed.
And what
so,
do you think that's because of Netflix? Like, no, there's no barrier of entry? It's like you can stream
no,
it if you want.
I think it became because the technology... Back in the day, you had to wait for someone to tap you on the head, but there, you can make it now, magic wand.
Right.
We
right.
will now give you a special. Now it's like you can decide when you're going to put it out. So what they are changed. So when I look at that, where before it used to be like, all right, I'm competing with the top 10, which was always hard, that are going to have specials. Now I feel like a kid coming up, it's like I have to compete with
everybody.
Like, everybody's going to get an album.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to, you know, get a record deal, basically. And it's like, I have to get above the noise of that. So it's easier to get a special. Getting somebody to watch a special.
Different story.
Is harder. I found just from my last special to this special, it's harder to get people.
Really?
To well, they're fucking putting one out every week. And it's 52 hours of stand-up specials coming out just on Netflix.
I go on Netflix and I just start browsing, I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. You know what I mean? Unless it's like, I know I like Bill Burr, I'm going to go watch that. You can scroll for days.
But see, that's the thing, though. So what if you actually want to see my shit, but you get overwhelmed
before you get to it?
That's yeah. the thing. So now it's like all these people that you allegedly went past, you're now competing with.
Right. Does that piss you off? That would piss me off.
No, it doesn't. It's just it makes me happy that I started when I did because I was able to get established enough where I can kind of keep my head above it. But, I mean, I can't get mad at that because podcasting world, which I'm in, and I didn't have to – do like what the Howard Sterns and the Opie and Anthony's and all these fucking guys had to actually earn it.
Right.
I just was like, I'm doing a podcast.
Right.
Now I have my own radio show on the internet. And then those things started eating away at them. So I just think that it just changes.
It's different.
Yeah, the whole
not,
thing
not
is...
Not necessarily better or worse, just different.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just a different thing.
Well,
I don't know if it's easier or harder to make. I think it's easier now to kind of get known, but to fucking blow up to actually have a special that has an impact like Chris Rock Bring the Pain, like I don't know how you do that now where right. it's just
so
like,
it's like easy to get to like 7 out of 10.
You know, I think
but
if
to
it's
get
good
to
enough,
that 10,
I
it's,
think if it's good enough, like I don't really stay on Netflix unless I'm watching like House of Cards, but I don't go through, I don't filter through. But if it's good enough, it hits word of mouth. And once it hits word of mouth, then I will go watch it. Like they've been
You'll
telling
seek
me recently.
It out.
People have been recently telling about the guy from Daily Show. They said, you have to watch his Netflix stand-up. And I'm going to go watch that.
So just
when
the
I'm
buzz.
I'm talking about the impact. Mm-hmm. Like when Chris Rock Bring the Pain came out, you started hearing this buzz. And it just developed and developed and developed. And then that fucking thing hit, and it hit hard. And now it's like, you know, you can't, when there's a new one every week,
there's not enough time for it to, like, change
be,
the game
it used
or impact.
To be like
the,
in the clubs, you knew, oh man, this guy's doing an HBO special, and you're like, fuck.
Big deal.
And everyone
yeah.
was watching him working it out.
Yep.
When's it coming out? And it was like, man, this could do something. And then every once in a while, someone just had that special, just boom. And you watch them go from nobody to like a star. Like he went from
superstar.
I'm saying he was nobody, but he went from this guy that was on SNL
to household name, everybody knows
movie
it.
Movie star,
yes, yes.
TV shows, and like, I mean, that guy's like, he's been around long enough that he's an icon.
Right.
But like now I feel that if that level of a special comes out and there's like 5,000 other specials, and you're
yep.
scrolling through trying to find it. Like, I don't know, you know, I'm trying to think of the last special that hit. Like, that to me seems like the last one. Or maybe Dave Chappelle killing him softly.
What about the last two Dave Chappelles that just came out?
Well, he was already established. But, I mean, you pick a comic in, like, the last 20 years that it was just, like, their special came out and it had the level of impact and the amount of people that
personally,
saw it
for
itself.
Me, I mean, I'm a huge Chappelle guy. To me, that was a perfect example of, like,
he's
I heard about that. My mom was talking to me about killing them softly.
What about the first Kevin Hart special?
I'm too old to explain what I'm talking
about. What
about
that Kevin Hart special that got him popping? I mean, I know he was already like doing
it wasn't
things.
On the level of Bring the Pain.
Right. It's, I mean, Kevin Hart is a very successful dude, but I don't think he's
I'm talking
that.
About just the impact.
Yeah.
The impact that fucking had where it was just like, it transcended. It was in the news.
Right.
Everything.
It's not just
like
you're
it
not
wasn't
a comedian.
Just the comedy world, fans of comedy be going, I like this guy, and then you start selling a bunch of tickets. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, having like, the impact that stand-up used to fucking have. That
right.
Somebody would have something on and it was like, you know, social commentary and people would really, really talk about
right.
it. Right. Now, in order to do that, you got to hold up a bloody Trump head and that only lasts
shock
like
value nonsense.
Three,
yeah.
It lasts for like 3 days. It's a completely different, it's just different. It's just so much shit out there.
What I noticed with your, not the latest special, the one before that, where the black and when you're in black and white, and I feel like you were doing when you're talking about like letting religion go, and you did like the curling bit, and you're like, in the name of the Father, Son, and your voices were changing. When you're doing the helicopter impression, you know, it was like a performance artist as opposed to like you're just up there cracking jokes.
And you know what's funny? My parents have yet to see that because they can't figure out how to get on Netflix. Like that's how different this shit is.
I know.
Like,
that's another problem though. It's like
they can't find it. It's just fucking weird. The whole thing is just getting. You know what it feels like to me? It feels like this giant pizza dough that just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and then eventually the hand goes through it, and I don't know what happens after that.
So, does that scare you at all? Ever being like you're getting older, you feel like you gotta like. I guess you're really established at this point, but if it is
dude,
Instagram and it is, you're
MySpace
Bill, you're
established. MySpace wasn't going anywhere, and then
that's
boom,
true. I
see
guess
ya.
You never know.
Facebook was the place, and then all the kids were like, fuck this place, and I kind of still like it because I'm an old guy. Now I go there, I'm like, yeah, this is kind of lame, though.
Yeah, what are you on, your Snapchat?
Well, Instagram, but I guess it's bought by Facebook,
right.
I guess Facebook's kind of relevant.
Oh, so
yeah.
Facebook has it now?
Yeah.
All right.
They're gonna eat the whole world, man. Stick with Facebook. You'll be good.
I'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
I don't know. I don't know where to fucking go.
Do you?
You guys are the same person, by the way.
Me and Bill.
I don't know how well you guys. You guys have been on each other's radio shows. I don't know, but you guys are the same guy.
I'll take that as a compliment.
As far as
about for you, Billy.
Stance. Yeah. I can just tell.
I don't know what it means.
Well, I think we're both a little bit washed up, kind of set in our ways. Perhaps maybe
not
a little
washed.
Stubborn, and I don't really give a fuck.
Set in your ways more than wash, I'd say.
Yeah. I don't know, because I don't share your views of Instagram. I don't know. I don't think you'll be defending Instagram in 6 months. I think you'll probably be on to like the next thing. And I'm not. And I never said it was bad. I'm just saying it's just different, and it's just like There used to be like fucking five guys holding keys going, hey, look over here. Look over here. Now it's like 5 zillion people. So I'm just saying, like, to try to, like, get through that now is just, it's
the noise.
Yeah,
so what, so like, what do you do? What do you think? Like, what do you think is the right way to approach it?
I have no idea. That's literally what I've been saying.
Like, what are you doing now?
What do you mean, what am I doing now?
And what's your plan? You have to have some type of, like, mode of operating throughout the day.
I just kind of do what I've always done.
Right.
Setting your ways, man. It's working.
I just do my jokes. I have a show, and then I can't figure out this other stuff.
I mean, Monday morning podcast.
Is it bothering you that I'm saying this stuff?
No,
oh, okay.
No,
I wasn't
good.
Sure
no.
if he
He's
was,
fine.
If he was upset with me that
no, I'm
not
just
trying
curious.
To be like the grumpy old man. I'm just saying it's just
no. He's very
time.
Used to it, so he's a younger fella. I'm always basically spouting off, being like the grumpy old man yelling at the cloud.
No,
and we have a good dynamic. Me,
I'm
and
mostly interested because you have like a super successful career, and like everyone loves you. I love you, but you also are not approaching it the same way. And I was wondering, are you looking at it from another angle, or are you just like, whatever, I'm just going to do my thing?
All of that stuff is overwhelming to me. Because there was something before Snapchat, there was a picture one, right?
Instagram.
Yeah. And now is that gone?
No, that's still
there. Was
still
one
around.
Other one that there was, and then that one just left. Spotify? No.
Vine was 6 second
Vine.
Videos. You could
Vine.
Only film a video
which
for 6 seconds.
Which was Snapchat.
Yeah, basically. But it
Snapchat
didn't disappear.
Is 10 seconds.
Yeah. But
okay.
it would stick
just,
around.
They all just kind of cannibalize each other.
Yeah. That's the problem. I mean, they're all the fucking same thing. It's like Instagram was a picture and Snapchat was a video. And then Instagram added video, Snapchat added pictures. It's all, it's just like they're all doing the exact same fucking thing.
I'll explain my psychology in a nutshell. If I found my dream house, okay, and I walked up there to go in it, and I saw 20 other people in the house, I would just, fuck this house. Because I am not going to get involved in that pissing contest to try and get this. I don't give a shit enough to make that level of effort. And whatever that is, the way I'm wired is that I chased those 20 people to Twitter. And I just said, I got winded. I just, fuck it. I can't do it.
There is something to it.
I can't do it.
I tweet a lot. I am big on Twitter. And then the company was like, we got to get on Instagram. And I just physically can't do it. I'm like,
right.
I don't want to put up the picture. I don't know how to wear it. I can find, I'm out. It's
right.
like a mental
no, then you
block.
Update your phone, and then it doesn't know your password, and then you got to find your password, and then you put your passport in, then it's not working, then you got to call your guy, and it's just fucking.
You got a password guy?
It just goes on and on. No, I got my guy to figure out why it doesn't work. Dude, I know my passwords, and every time I go to update my phone, it fucking says it then acts like my laptop and my phone are somehow in competition, and there's some sinister person. It's like it's fucking me, dude. What do I have to do? I know my password. I'm typing them in right both times. It's fucked. And anybody who looks at my shit always goes like, "Oh, I can fix this," and they go, "Oh, that's weird. Oh, that's odd. I've never seen this before." Every fucking time, I'm like cursed with this shit. So I find it, there's aspects of it that I like, and there's other stuff that I'm just not cut out for. I try to order a fucking refrigerator online. People go, dude, you go to the store? Fucking order it online. I went on to go do it, and then I measured the thing. Then I got to figure out the cubic feet thing. I got to look that fucking thing up, and then it's the number that it came out to that was 35 cubic feet. There's no fucking way it's this big. So then I just say, fuck it. I call the store, and they go, oh, yeah, you can buy one over the phone. I go, perfect. So they send me the fucking thing. They put me on hold for 20 minutes, and then somebody after 20 minutes just picks up the phone and then just hangs it up. So then I call customer service to complain about them. I go, yeah, you got a guy down on 23rd Street. Just picked it up and hung up on me. They go, oh, that's all right. I can help you out. I can't help you buy a refrigerator. It's like, dude, that's not what the point of this fucking thing is. You got a guy down the store hanging up on people, and they completely do not – give a shit. That's another thing too that's just weird. Like I like going into stores and they're playing music that has like curse words and shit in there. There's like kids walking in and it's literally I'm just walking in like this feels
nobody
like
a
sketch.
A
this feels like a fucking and I curse my brains out, but like
yeah.
I did a private show recently and there was kids there. I didn't curse. Like, it's just I'm not complaining. I'm just saying shit is just it's
different.
Just changed.
Yeah.
It's changing and I'm just kinda like
you're,
all right, I guess like this, this DJ music. This is the shit they like. This is what it is. Learning how to play guitar is corny now, so yeah. It's like I and I just I try to stay up on this shit. I don't want to be that guy going.
Neither do I.
The way you kids do the stand-up.
But the thing is, I'm that guy, and I feel like I'm just going to embrace it. It's like there are some things I keep up with a little bit.
No, I'm not.
Let me ask you this.
No, you're a family man now. I'm not that guy.
You're what? You're not. What,
you're that guy.
You're Mr. Cutting Edge. You're
you guys
new
are both
fresh, Bill.
You guys are both that guy.
Jackass. I'm saying that I don't look at young kids like they're doing it wrong. I'm just saying this shit is different.
Yeah. Right. But I'm not going to. I'm not going to change or cater to it if I don't like it. Like I totally get what the young kids do, but I can't.
I get you now. Because I'm trying to say what I'm thinking, and it has nothing to do with it. It's all about you. Now I get it. This is why you keep roping me into you going like, hey, I'm a has-been, I'm washed up. What the fuck is this guy talking about? I'm not saying that. You make everything about yourself.
Yo, get out of here. Get out of here.
Am I wrong?
You guys are the same guy.
No.
I mean, we have an impartial third party saying we're the same, and I'm relating to you.
No, he's actually doing to me what I'm not doing to his generation.
Which is what?
Just lumping it all in one basket.
So my vibe is from you. And tell me if I'm wrong.
I don't give a shit, dude. I'm just here to fucking commercial. I'm doing a commercial here for
you.
You got
10 more shows after this. It's going to be a long day for you if we're coming in this hot already.
It's a long day.
By like 4 o'clock today, watch the fuck out. Let me ask
How's
you
the show?
With F is for Family, Frank's the main character, but... You were more the kid in that era. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. When you're writing and you guys are creating this show, where's your input more? On Frank? On the younger kids? Is it kind of all just the whole family vibe?
It's on the whole thing. But yeah. The show is an amalgam of, like, the show is not literally me. It's not literally my dad.
Right.
It's an amalgam of everybody in, like, the writer's room. So, like, I respect the fact that my family wasn't dumb enough to get into this business. So wants some certain level of privacy. So I didn't want to put all of like our dirty laundry out there. So if you're a friend or family member, you know, of me, you can watch the show and be like, oh, I recognize that. I remember when somebody said that. But it's not literally my family. So
right.
what it is my role on that show is the tone. And I try to make sure that it reminds me of the neighborhood that I grew up in. And I'm also the guy who tries to keep it tethered to a reality. If it gets too absurd...
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a kid, you know, says fuck off to an adult, I'm like, fine, but an adult's going to react to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be like a sitcom. Fuck off, you get your laugh and you leave. It's like, well, then that guy.
This is what the reaction would be.
Yeah,
this is how it would go.
Tries to chase after him
or
calls the parents and the kid gets in trouble. Like, I don't mind over the top stuff, but like real shit has to have those ramifications. But as far as the absurd part of the show, that's more like the TV, like the show within the show. Like that's where we take it more advantage of, like the animation and shit.
I had a question on KFC Radio on my podcast last week, and I think it tied in nicely to the scene where the kid is stuck under the bed while they're having sex. And he pops out, and it's like that angle. You know, the worst angle you can possibly imagine in porn and in sex and with your parents. And I think that's something you just can't unsee. Is that something that was tethered in reality for you? Or
no,
is that?
That never happened.
Because it was a very specific, like, who was the person who was like, all right, he's going to be, like, in the room with his parents, but then he's going to, like, see that? Because that was very specific.
No, it's just sort of like, as you're writing the show, how did we get to that point? It was like...
He's trapped under the bed, and it's like poking, the mattress is like poking him. It was very detailed.
Oh, yeah, no, that was just... No, that never... People ask me that, did that ever happen? That was more like... I can't remember how we came to that, but it was just... You know, as you're building the arc of the season, because it's serialized, you have to... Like, there has to be stakes, they say, you know, stakes get raised and shit. And Bill skipped school, so he went upstairs and he was poking around. That's right. Then she comes home, and then he comes. I think it just organically happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I mean, there was also something funny too about them having the fight, and it turns into like sex.
Right.
And then the fact that he was on. I think that was just one of those things that kind of almost comedically, logically went there.
Right.
But a lot of people have asked, like, you know, were you under the bed? No, I wasn't. And if I was, I don't think I'd ever get past it and forget.
I don't
about
think you'd be here and
add it. Yeah, to add it to a show. But when they animated in Ottawa, and I was there when the lady was like, there was this woman was
She had like four different ball bags that they were trying to choose from that they were going to show.
And, the balls look like but bitch, she they be so big. Funny.
She requested. She's like, I want to animate this. Like, I want this on my reel or whatever. But what's what I and that's when I kind of knew that we were like maybe had a good show because they were like you're in your 20s. Yeah. So they were like, I mean, I'm going to be 49 this week. So like, I say kids. I know that's an adult. You're a man, a woman at that point. But to me, that's like I'm so old. Those are like kids. So. To me, I was looking at that like, all right, we're making these people laugh.
Right.
And then they were taking it home to their parents who were a little bit older than me, and they were laughing at it. And I knew my generation was in the middle of that, and they were going to like it.
So you're hitting everything.
That's when I had hope. You never know, dude, because I've been in this business for 25 years, and this is I finally got something on air, finally got something to a second season. So I had no idea. I just remember thinking like, all right, that's a good sign. You know, if we're making these people laugh, so because at the end of the day, that is what we're trying to do, on it.
Would you consider? So, I mean, that sounds like this is a pretty big deal for you. Then, would you consider this like the most important part of your career right now? As far as you know, you got the podcast, but specials, F's for Family. What takes up like your time now, or what do you focus most on?
Yeah, the cartoon takes up a lot of time.
Yeah,
it takes up a lot of time. Like I thought I was being smart doing a cartoon because I was like, "All right, there's no hair and makeup. Not like I need to do hair, but wardrobe, none of that shit. You just show up, baseball cap, just say what you wrote." I had no idea how the animation process, how like slow it goes. You know, right. It moved faster than the first season. I mean, the first season we didn't even know what people looked like. I mean, we had to spend like 6 weeks going like. What's our look? You know, Simpsons all look the same. Family Guy looks the same. What are we going to look like? How can we look different enough?
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. You spent 6 weeks just on that. And, yeah, man, I like writing the show. I like doing the table reads. I like recording it. The edit room is where my comedian, ADD, I thank God Mike Price, Peter Billingsley, Victoria, and all of them are there. Because within fucking 4 hours of being in there, I literally fuck it. It looks good. Let's get out of here, man. Let's go out.
Dude, I
want to get out of here.
A very little taste of that when we make little videos and shit like that at Barstool. I'm like, they send me one version and I'm like, all right, good. I don't know. Fine. It sounds good to me. Like I don't have the back and forth process.
Every couple of years when I shoot a special, when I have to sit down and fucking edit the thing. That is the thing I hate the most because I hate editing and I got to watch myself for a fucking hour. It is like the...
I can't
torture
do that.
Torture I go through putting that off. I'll go 4 days. I'm going to watch it today. I'm going
to
watch it today.
Do you listen to yourself ever? You listen to your podcast?
You know what's funny? I can listen to the podcast, and I can if I record a set, I can listen to it. But there's something about filming
physically.
Myself and knowing that it's going to be on television. That's when I get freaked out because I think, like, the whole world's going to see this. Everybody's going to say it sucks, and I'm going to go back to unloading trucks.
I'm like, yo, I mean, I keep saying you're an accomplished guy, and I admire how much you're still, like, you don't take it at all for granted, it sounds like.
No, not at all. I mean, dude, it took me 25 years to get where I'm at, but also, like, I don't want to suck. Like, I don't want to, like, do something that sucks. I just don't want to do something. Like, there's You know, you get to a certain level, I call it extra TV. And that's when you get annoying, where you just do shit just to be on TV. And you'll get all of a sudden these opportunities. And those people, they're fucking using you. Because now you got this credibility, and their thing might suck. And they want you to then go into it, so then it doesn't suck. And you bring their show up, and they drag
you
down.
Yeah.
So you have to really be careful with that. And, like... My thing is I don't pay attention to money. I don't give a fuck about that. I mean, I want to have enough, all right? But my thing is everything that I go into is if everybody there is shooting for it to be great. Mm-hmm. If you're going for greatness, we might fail, but if we come up short, it's still going to be good. I would never do something to be like, you know, hey, well, how about we give you this money? No, it doesn't look funny. What about this? And they keep going up and up and up. It's always no.
Right.
No. Because you'll take that one bag of money and that will fuck you out of, you just derailed everything that you worked for. So you have to be like, it's the weirdest thing. For like 20 years, 25 years, all the doors are closed.
Not too many are open.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden one day they all fly open and then it's just
you
like,
you
got to
pick
right,
which one. Yeah.
Which one you're going to walk through.
It's a good problem to have though. As opposed to the door staying closed.
No, it's better than that. But like, you walk through the wrong one and they all
close again.
No, that door closes and you're stuck in that fucking room.
So how do you decide? You just like,
did the right people, surround yourself with the right people if they want.
Well, put it this way. People said, do you want to do Barstool Sports? And I go on your guys' websites, and you guys have a certain level of fucking quality. You have a certain level of funny that you don't dip below, and I consider it to be a high level. I like the stuff that people write on it. It's a quality thing, and it's like this, that makes sense. If I was to go on there and it was, you know, just, you know, hacky shit or whatever, then I'm always retweeting your guys' stuff.
Like, yeah, we appreciate that. Yeah.
Some of the videos, and you guys are kind of like the TMZ of like sports, where you seem to get them first.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I've read like the blogs that people write about stuff, and I agree with a lot of them. Sometimes when I don't, like, I like the opinions that are on there. So what I try to, like, so to me, it's just like, hey, do you want to come on that? It's like,
do a little homework and find out.
Yeah, because these guys, what they're into, they give a shit about, and there's a line of quality. It's when you just sort of like, you know, it's a radio show. You'll be speaking into a microphone and people can hear you, and you just start going, yes, 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 yes,
right,
to everything. And then that's all of a sudden, it just sort of, it spins out of control. And then whatever you're like, this is this guy's vibe, it just all kind of disintegrates.
Well, we appreciate you. You know, we're honored that you're a part of.
No,
you're down with Barstool.
You guys are killing
it. Thank
you,
man.
And it's also, you know, I like, you got, you know, self-made men over here. You know, you came out of nothing,
keep
right?
Grinding, yep.
That's right.
Yep. I was an accountant, just plucked out of the desk and started writing blogs. Now we're on the radio.
You did accounting before?
Yeah,
this?
Yeah.
How psyched are you?
I was pretty pumped to get out of there. I was a very bad accountant, and I was very miserable. And like,
how did you end up being an accountant?
You know, just going through the motions in college. These guys I was like living with and hanging out with all kind of went the finance route. I was like, I don't know, whatever. It was a good paycheck at the time. I was like, fuck it, I'll figure it out.
That's the worst. That was my whole college career. I was just in majors, like, and you're just sitting there in the class.
Totally,
and you're too
worthless.
Young to understand passion, and that you do, that and just understanding that I don't give a fuck. Like, your gut's screaming, like...
Yep.
And like, here's a good indication for young people out there. If you're constantly looking at the fucking clock, and it's just, you know, you're probably, I mean, unless you have a really bad teacher, like, that's usually a good indication. Like, all the times I bombed, all the stand up, all the shit I ever did, all the travel I ever did, you know, there's been times where it felt like work, but for the most part, it's been fun.
Right.
Podcasting.
Deep down, you enjoyed it.
Podcasting was fun. Doing, you know, other than the editing of the show, doing Efforts for Family is fun. And I kind of figured out after a while that whatever I did, I wanted to have fun, and that was more important than like the money thing, because I did I got like a license to sell health insurance. I'm like, dude, fucking suit off.
Imagine that if you were selling health insurance.
No,
right
dude,
now,
I
Bill.
Was driving to small businesses and just talking to these fucking people, and every, you know, somebody's got the shakes or somebody's fat, and you're trying to fucking figure out how to get it so I can afford my rent. And it was just like. And I was, and then I would get, I remember at the end of every day, I just couldn't wait to get that fucking tie off.
Off. And you're like, I need
home.
A drink. I need, you know,
yeah,
it's like, that's a problem
a,
when you're young
and
you're like, and I need to get the fuck out of here and get a beer. It's like,
yeah,
oh.
and watch the game. And yeah. It was like, but fortunately, somehow I found stand up. And after stand up, you know, even in stand up, I went the road of like, well, what's the industry looking for? And what's the look? And blah, 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 blah. Fortunately, I look like a freak, so I never, you know.
It didn't really matter.
I mean, well, red-headed male, I mean, you're out on like 90% of casting. It's like, that's why I always laugh when all these fat actresses and all these people bitch, moan, and complain. It's like, cry me off. I don't give a fuck.
You know what I mean? Walk a mile in my shoes,
no,
fat
no,
girl.
I'm not saying that. No, I'm not even saying walk a mile in my shoes. It's just like, I don't, yeah, yeah. You're fat and I'm a fucking redhead. All right? Write your own fucking movie or nobody gives a shit. You're playing the fat chick and I'm playing the guy who doesn't get the girl. That's fucking it until you prove something else.
Amen.
That's the truth.
It is true.
That's the truth. And then all these fucking people, they're all jealous of the good-looking people. And all those fucking people, they have a shelf life because they're just good-looking.
They're not going to be good-looking all the time, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, that's what people say about good-looking people. I know I got to get out of it. That's what good-looking people, they always say, oh, dude, what happened to him? What happened? The same fucking thing that happened to you. You just started off as a 4 and nobody noticed. They're falling from the penthouse. All right,
Bill.
Very
season
nice
2 is
all of you guys.
Thank you, man.
Family
on Netflix.
All your Instagram stuff. I'm glad that you embrace it. All right, we'll
appreciate
see
it,
you
man. Thanks, pal. You can check out season 2 of Efforts for Family on Netflix right now, streaming. The great Bill Burrow. Thanks a lot.
There's a whole lot of good things happening on the Podcast One Forbes network. Forbes U30 is a show about young innovators, disruptors, and entrepreneurs like the minimalists Joshua and Ryan, electropop artists like Lights, CBS Search Party star Charles Rogers, the women of YouTube's Clever TV,
plus many more.
And the Forbes interview is a deep dive into the minds of the folks who could be on the cover of the magazine, like Tinder founder Sean Rad, hero pilot Captain Sully Sullenberg, Moneyball author Michael Lewis, pop star Jason Derulo,
and the list goes on and on.
Subscribe or listen to Forbes U30 and the Forbes interview now on the Podcast One app, Apple Podcasts, or podcastone.com.